government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are here live. It is Monday, already the 14th day of July 2008. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours and 57 minutes. Governor Jesse Ventura set to announce tonight, might even do it here on this show, whether he's going to run for the Senate, the U.S. Senate out of Minnesota, will be joining us coming up later in the broadcast. And, of course, one of our favorite financial analysts to track what's happening in the markets, what's happening with all these bank problems and failures and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He will be joining us for an hour and a half today as well. We have Bush saying that he supports Israel striking Iran, the strongest language yet. We have that unfolding as well, so we'll be breaking that down, all of this vitally important news today, when we get back in the next segment. U.S. spells out Fannie Freddie backstop plan. Fed offers to lend to mortgage companies Treasury plans, possibly equity investment. That means you are going to, quote, bail them out, and they are further going to devalue the dollar. But they're not just going to rob you of the value of your dollar. You are then going to have to pay taxes to pay that back. And that means a cop on every corner white gloving you for speeding 1 mile over the speed limit. That means the federal CPS seizing children for no reason and sucking the money out of you. That means hundreds of new taxes, total regulation control, a nightmare of scum ruling. So we'll break all of this down when we get back after this quick break. Big broadcast lined up today. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in now because this is going to be a very important broadcast we have for you today. Please stay with us right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Be sure and check out the newly redesigned PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Day in, day out, for a very long time, we have been here trying to warn people about what the globalists are up to, the different criminal actions of the New World Order that are being carried out. We have done our very best job to do this. You see, the private banks that own and run our country and most of the world's financial systems within countries are predatory, and they want a world government ruled by central banks. You will buy your carbon credits from them. They will decide through environmental laws and international bodies how many children you can have. You will be genetically tested. Genetics is the governing force and ideology that controls the elite cosmology that they are putting into place. So, we are here trying to rally the world to understand this. We are here doing the best job we can, attempting to get the people of the planet to think outside the box, to question the official reality that is handed down to them, so that we might rally together and stop the scientific architects of this worldwide enslavement grid that's being now activated. You give the central bankers the power to issue currency and credit and liquidity, they are going to enrich themselves. They are going to amass power unto themselves. And the people are going to wake up enslaved on the continent that their forefathers opened up and established, the wealthiest nation in the world. I mean, why do you have hundreds of third world countries that have per capita riches that are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times the mineral resources, the growing resources with fertile lands and rich soils, but still the general public is in abject poverty. The countries are hellholes of kidnappings and crime and government corruption. South Africa, Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, much of Asia, much of the Middle East, much of Eastern Europe, Central Europe, India. How can Mexico have conservatively, there's different gauges, have three times the mineral assets of the United States and have fertile growing areas equal to the United States, though it's a smaller nation? And how can they be one of the poorest in the world? Because they have a corrupt elite that made the decision centuries ago to not allow a middle class to form, to not allow a true free market, though it would impoverish their country and make it a very dark place economically, socially. It would allow the elites to maintain control and economically, through feudalism, dominate their populations. And so Mexico has more billionaires than the United States. Mexico per capita has more billionaires than any other country in the world. Mexico is one of the most corrupt regimes on the planet. But there's a long list of corrupt regimes that all basically run off the same system. One of the more extreme examples, one of the only that is more extreme than Mexico, is North Korea. Shopping malls, movie theaters, the secret police living in marble-tiled homes with the finest luxuries, dwarfing any government standard of living in the world. But right outside tiny controlled government sectors or green zones, you have people living off of dead humans, people that starved to death or are killed in the death camps where millions have been killed just in the last decade, admittedly. Human flesh, according to Vanity Fair, is sold on the streets of their capital. Longham. And most of their industry is slave labor camps. And still they're falling apart. The people are completely brainwashed into a 1984 system, chanting and worshiping and loving their masters. When U.S. Aid groups and other spies are able to get in and even try to talk to people in death camps, they believe it's their lot to be in the death camp, and most of them want to die, and they die worshiping Kim Jong-il. And believe me, there's a 30% of the American people that would do the same thing. I mean, if you took a decadent yuppie, like a Gordon Bloyer, you know, that type of low level, I use him as the archetypal person in denial, thinking they're a conservative when they're not. If you took a type like that and put them in a New World Order death camp, they would thank the guards and would say that they had done wrong. They had been bad. They would agree with it. But 70% or more of us are awake and have woken up to the false left-right paradigm. In fact, some could say more, with Congress, both parties universally hated now, with only a 9% approval rating. But even though the public has some idea they've been lied to and now has finally figured out that there's major corruption that has taken hold of our society, they don't have the full scope or even an inkling of the full scope of just how dire our straits are and just how bad our future prospects are if we don't have a total awakening, a fiery awakening, with people on the streets screaming and yelling and holding up signs and plastering anti-New World Order stickers and pro-liberty stickers and freedom messages everywhere. If your neighbors and your neighborhoods, I mean, we have no chance if, as a case point example, all of my listeners don't buy DVD duplicators and make copies hundreds a week of Terror Storm and Endgame and films like Truth Rising, and those are the most effective films. And if your neighborhood isn't knee-deep in those, and if you don't knock on the door and beg them to watch it as well, that means not going and seeing your girlfriend tonight or getting her to go with you. That means not going and seeing your boyfriend tonight or getting them to go with you. That means going and, if you have to, buy a hand printing press, you know, and cranking out copies, or a computer, or selling all that junk you've got in your garage and on eBay now, and going and paying to have broadsheets made that are only about 15 cents a piece at Kinko's, now FedEx Kinko's, with whatever message you think's important and putting them out and giving people websites. I mean, this is the time to put out the maximum effort against the New World Order, because their jaws are closing on us right now. Their final trap of economic implosion while the establishment poses as the saviors, bringing you into a military state, it is happening right now. It is unfolding now. It is developing right now. Have you noticed that everything we talk about happens? Have you noticed that everything we discuss in the order we say it's going to happen happens? Do you know why that is? That is because we have the IMF and World Bank documents. We have the Council on Foreign Relations documents. We know what the globalists are planning and what they're saying and what they're doing. They don't want a free market. They don't want a good economy. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to have a good life. Now, let me break down the basics of what we're facing right now. Even though, for people who have common sense, tend to imagine that the elites have that same common sense, or governed by sanity, or governed by some type of rule of law, we have to get our minds outside of our own mindsets and realize the enemy's pathology and their history. They need to attack Iran so the people will rally around the central government and the private corporate interest while they target their real enemy, the people of the West, the people of Canada, the United States, and Europe, and England. The final resting place of some liberty and some private independent capital that might threaten the elite. If they can get us out of the way by getting us to rally around during World War III, they can then blame the economic collapse on World War III, even though they instituted. People will still have a tendency to rally around, at least for a short time, as a smokescreen for the globalists to put martial law in the Western world. You can see all the preparations for that, a type of soft martial law going into a more intense martial law with checkpoints and papers and no Fourth Amendment and scanning cameras everywhere. They need our acquiescence at this key point. And they need the security forces and the military forces to be conditioned enough to accept mercenary forces. Blackwater is now converting mainly into foreign troops from Argentina, from Venezuela, from Nicaragua, El Salvador, Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, Ukrainian, Mexican. The military is converting to felons and foreigners. I mean, it's happening. Look it up if you didn't know that. And they've just got to have the military stand down, the police go along with it, just long enough for the final conversion to take place. And then they can start the mass arrest, the pickups, the shutting down of the free internet. You understand? That's why I'm so upset. We knew they were going to do all this, but to see them continue down the path, to see them continue dotting every I, crossing every T, to know that they really are planning on bringing us into this hot war while the American people rally around the establishment, because we're in a premeditated war against the people of Iran. We'll come back, cover the Iran news, then get into the financial news. These are the times that try men's souls. We are here on the eve of World War III.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
All right, we're back live, my friends. Thank you for joining us today. The New World Order is so transparently evil, so transparently corrupt, that if we only stand up against them and speak out against them now, and flood the alternative media and reach out to people on every mainstream chat room, and go to every city council meeting and speak out against the war and against the devaluation of the dollar, We can force the real issues into the public consciousness. The general public already hates the establishment, already distrusts them with the little bit of information that they know. Once they are aware of the larger picture and have an idea of the true scope of their betrayal, we will be able to bring the establishment to justice. And they know that. That's why they've gone to the point of no return. It is martial law when the Constitution is violated and the borders are left wide open, despite the fact that 90-plus percent of Americans in major polls want them controlled. It is martial law when the government does what it wants, when it wants, how it wants. It is martial law when the government does chemical and biological and radiological testing on the American people, as they are admittedly currently doing. That is criminal. But they would say, no, we are under martial law, so we are in control. It is martial law when the Congress, for close to a year, it's been 11 months since the Homeland Security Chairman asked for the full text of the secret PDD 51. The cover sheet says the president is a dictator, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says that he will wage war against the American people and that we are enemies of the state and basically rebels. Go read it for yourself. But now, almost a year later, Congress is still not allowed to see it, and the White House is being subpoenaed over this. But the White House has been subpoenaed in proceedings in Congress, and Karl Rove fled the country. He is now under indictment. Did you see that on the nightly news? Nowhere but on Countdown with Keith Olbermann. But then he makes it all a left-right paradigm. No, the truth is the left is going along with all of this, just like the right is going along with it, together, under orders of the globalists that know where all the skeletons are hidden, who blackmail and intimidate and also cajole and buy off and steer the Congress. And so when the people say we don't want warrantless checkpoints and the feds fund the local police to do it, that is federalization and martial law. When CPS take more than a million children a year without warrants, without judges, without juries, with no due process, that is martial law. When the IRS takes millions of people's bank accounts and garnishes them without a judge, without a jury, without an indictment, without an arrest, they just do it, that is martial law. We have been in the beginning degrees of martial law, but now we're going to go into a hotter martial law if they attack Iran. Now, the Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post both reported last week that the Israeli Air Force confirmed they are running aircraft, F-15s, F-16s, and the Eagle variant, out of Iraq by the hundreds. They are preparing to hit Iraq. They have said that the White House has authorized them to hit. If Iraq fights Iran, they have planes in Iraq. If Iran fights back in any way with White House authorization, Israel says they have White House authorization to attack Iran out of Iraq. If Iran fights back in any way, they have been told that they will be hit by the United States and that the United States will probably use nuclear weapons. Think about that. Our surrogate, Israel, is going to attack you, and if you fight back in any way, that is going to be called terrorism. If you fire back in any way or do anything in your own waters to block the shipping, if you do anything to fire your outdated scuds at Israel, if you do anything, you will be attacked. And the brainwashed American people, some of them will at least support it. But it doesn't matter if that 25-30% supports it. These little neocon followers think they're running the country and they're having their way, and they laugh at people on air and say, it doesn't matter what you want, we're going to attack Iran, ha ha. When they have no idea that it's going to quadruple gas prices and destroy our economy, which is exactly what the big central banks want. We're going to come back, get more into the Iran situation, the economy, and then, of course, we're steaming towards an interview with Governor Jesse Ventura on the eve of announcing his run for the Senate. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I want to be very succinct for all the listeners out there. You know what's going on. You understand what's happening. You're a very important brain trust. Your neighbors know the government's corrupt and evil. They know it's lying. The establishment liked to act like America was free and happy and great and none of your rights were violated, as they were setting up their tyranny in the last couple of decades. But now they want you to know you're being spied on. Now they want the police to wear black ski masks and black helmets to intimidate you, and police chiefs admit it. Now they want to scare the public into submission. They would have rather had everybody just happy, happy, joy, joy, have no idea what was going on, still mindlessly trusting the government. I mean, as much as we criticize the general population and bemoan how dumbed down they are, they are waking up. So now the establishment is trying to intimidate everyone as best they can. That is trying to intimidate those that know what's going on. I mean, to people who are informed and know some history and the basics, hearing a government talk about torture and the torture of children and warrantless wiretapping and FEMA camps for American citizens, and every talking head talking about putting Americans that disagree with the government in labor camps, that's a huge chilling effect, or an attempt at a chilling effect, against those that are in the know and those that are waking up. But for dumbbells, there is a bathing in the tyranny, and they psychologically are then acclimated to that because they have no benchmark of tyranny versus liberty, and so they just begin to think that that's their right. It's their right to be tasered for no reason. It's their right to go to prison for no reason. It's their right to have no due process. It's their right to have face scanning cameras tracking them and cameras scanning their license plates. It's their right to be overrun with open borders and foreigners driving down wages, paying for all of their health care. It is their right to be a slave. And we have a small window now while a large majority of the public is finally starting to get spooked to go and now explain to them. I mean, everybody's asking, why is gas so expensive? Why is food prices going up? Why are food prices going up? And none of them know. You have to go to them and explain the government with the private Federal Reserve made the decision to devalue the currency. We have to put pressure on the central government to reverse those policies. Raise interest rates moderately would do it. That would just signal that the government isn't abandoning the dollar. Latin America, Europe, the Middle East, Asia have been begging for 5 years to shore it up. For a while, they were trying to buy it to shore it up. But the European elite and the U.S. elite, the Anglo-American elite, the Rothschild elite, decided and made the decision to devalue. And so the world kept saying, no, 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 we're holding your dollars. Please don't cause a worldwide depression. That's smaller elites, the smaller sovereign wealth funds and groups. And now they've said, okay, you're going to abandon it? Okay, we'll start dumping. And they're very upset about it. It's hurting them. So they're rushing into commodities to try to protect themselves. In a way, I'm trying to wake up the mainline public, but in a way, it's kind of good for those of us who are here in the U.S., who are middle class, that the yuppies and the know-it-alls haven't discovered what's happened to the dollar yet, because that wouldn't give us time to try to protect ourselves, at least to some extent. I mean, I'm so busy working 6-7 days a week that I haven't had time to get myself prepared. I'll probably be taking some days off the next few weeks just to do that, because I can't wait anymore. I can't wait anymore. Things have deteriorated to the point where this weekend, you know, I was up late at night every night studying the real financial numbers and checking what the other experts are saying. And, I mean, I've got a chill in my bones and a great frustration that I don't have a big enough bullhorn, a big enough bully pulpit to reach these people. I mean, I want to reach people. It's not funny to me that the public have been completely dumbed down. Well, dumbed down means they were once smart. A lot of people were raised by television in their diapers and are listening to me right now, and they've been trained that anytime they're faced with any type of crisis, they just make excuses and laugh and rationalize. So there are tens of thousands of people listening all over the country right now who are tuning in for the first time. We're on a lot of AM and FM stations. People are tuning in every second, and they're just laughing right now. I mean, they are preconditioned where they can't even understand me, and it's very sad to me. It's very upsetting to me. So let me just give you some of the financial news here, and then we'll get back into Iran. U.S. spells out Fannie Freddie backstop plan, and they're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billion more of your tax money that has huge debt attached to it. You just don't pay for it. You're paying through debt, through a credit card that's on your head and your children's heads. But forget your children. We always said, our children's futures will be ruined by all this spending. Well, you don't have to wait for your kids, okay? You don't care about them. It's going to hurt you. U.S. spells out Fannie Freddie backstop plan. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury announced steps Sunday to shore up mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Plunge Protection Team, the Working Group on Financial Markets in the White House, by the way, is dumping hundreds of billions in today. That's the only reason the market stabilized somewhat, whose shares have plunged as losses from their mortgage holdings threatened their financial survival. Now, remember 6 months ago when all the politicians came out and said, Shut up out there. Don't you dare say the banking system's in trouble. Everything's wonderful. We've seen the end of brokerage funds and banks going under with Countrywide and a few others. And it's anybody that tells you that we're going to have further bank failures or further lender failures or further brokerage house failures, I heard the word conspiracy theorist. And, hey, you tell the public that, it's like drinking a gallon of Jack Daniels and taking 14 Valium. They just pass out. Your house could be on fire, and you could walk up to somebody's house on fire and say, it's a conspiracy theory that house is on fire, and most Americans would walk back in and catch on fire and burn up with flames. I'm almost serious. They are hypnotized, folks. You tell them, hey, the dollar's just fine. It's a conspiracy theory that it's going down. I see that all over the web, and they say, hey, my dollar's fine. I saw that idiot Gordon Bloyer. I know I'm building him up bigger than he is. Nobody knows who he is. He's just the archetypal example of an idiot. I mean, he goes around doing pieces about how the dollar's strong. And I know he's really not stupid. He thinks that's going to bolster it, putting out bull. No, admitting that the policies are killing the dollar and getting the policies changed. Do you understand, you little twits out there that think you're members of the establishment that you're not? Don't you understand that when our troops are ordered to torture Iraqis, that then that ruins our name worldwide? And then what comes around goes around, that if we allow bad things like that to happen, that it ends up coming back on us? You think the people running our government will bankrupt hundreds of third world countries and put dictators in that carry out black ops and torture, but then they wouldn't do that here? They'll put dictators in all over the world. They'll work with socialists, communists, fascists. They don't care, as the Georgetown Histories of the Elite show under Carol Quigley, Professor Carol Quigley. And you don't think they want to do that here when they're carrying out the exact same operation they've carried out in other third world countries hundreds of times? So we'll get more into this later with Bob Chapman coming up for an hour and a half today. Venezuela Chavez says oil could reach $300 a barrel. Well, Goldman Sachs and others are saying $200 conservatively in the fall. Mortgage giants collapse could herald 1930s depression. Paul Watson for PrisonPlanet.com did a great roundup article that has scores of links to it and key quotes. You can read 20, 30 stories trying to get the news. You could read this one. Very important. I'm going to read that in its entirety later if we have time. We also have a link to Kitco with commodities are strong, but which ones are stronger? I want to go into which commodities are the strongest right now. Here's another one out of International Herald Tribune. A new American reality, the government is provider. But see, the International Herald Tribune gets it wrong. The Federal Reserve is not the provider. But in a way, it's true. The private Federal Reserve is becoming government. But in the strictest terms, this headline's wrong. It should read, Private Federal Reserve becoming the government. Loan sharking the public into even deeper, unescapable debt. But see, Rush Limbaugh for 15, 20 years has told neocon listeners, as he slowly twisted them to the dark side, that it's Federal Reserve isn't private, it's loving, it's wonderful, there's no corruption, and so they can't wake up to that. SEC to probe manipulation through false information. Bloomberg, Wall Street's biggest regulators, are examining whether securities firms adequately police rumor mongering to manipulate stocks after shares of Lehman Brothers Holdings, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac tumbled last week. So what the government wants to do now is restrict your free speech. We had seen IndyMac for at least 8 months with people not being able to get their money out. People would try to direct hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the bank, and the bank would hold it up for weeks or months. And then in the last month, since mid-June, people weren't able to get their full deposits out. They couldn't even get cashier checks out. And so the government's saying, as much as I hate him, that Chuckie Schumer shouldn't be allowed to write letters because he's on the banking committee, and how dare him write a letter saying people deserve their money out. See, oh, IndyMac was just fine. I remember telling people how banks keep about 3% reserves towards what they claim in fiat assets and currency. What's on the books? They'll tell you that's a conspiracy theory. No, that's a fact. 3% is a high level of reserve. You got me? If you got $100 in your local bank, on average, they got $3 in cash. And they're leveraged out on average 10 times even what they've got in digital currency. That means you walk in and say, I want a cashier's check for $50,000, what I've got in the savings account for my, you know, 10-year-old son. Hypothetical. And Indy Mac would say, sorry, we can give you $10,000 a week, maybe. That's a cashier's check. You're going to take that to another bank. You're trying to transfer that money. They won't even wire that $50,000. You understand? And so the feds want to say, you're not allowed to come on the radio or TV and say, run for the hills, like Cramer was saying last Friday, saying we're going into a depression. Oil brings Americans closer to OPEC debtor dependence. Petroleum exporting nations from Saudi Arabia to Russia are not only charging America's record high prices for fuel, they are also poised to become the biggest creditor to the U.S. government. Holdings of treasuries by oil producers and extension and institutions such as UK banks as proxies for Middle East nations rose 44% to $510.8 billion through April, four times faster than the rest of the world. Meanwhile, our criminal government will not allow us to drill in Alaska. Bush should have years ago allowed drilling, and they're only allowing it in small areas of the Gulf. And then I've got all this other news. I said yesterday that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had lost 75% of their value in the last 8 months. I was wrong. Last night it was reported, because I was looking at numbers from a few days before, it has lost 80%+. I saw one number of 85 on AFP, French news agency. I saw another one on Bloomberg of 87. The point is, you have institutions that are leveraged in the thousands of trillions with 50.5 trillion on their current books. 50.5 trillion. The entire economy every year is 3 trillion. 50.5 trillion leveraged into the thousands of trillions. Those two institutions alone. Thousands of trillions. Thousands of trillions. That right there is many times more fiat imaginary wealth than all the real assets in the world valued at current rates. You understand? The bankers created unlimited money to destroy us. They're in all the real assets, and they leave us holding the bag, and the average person on the street has no idea what is even going on, and the politicians, just like they told you 8 months ago, are telling you everything's fine, just like they told you 6 months ago, the worst is over, and they're telling you the same thing again as we go straight down. By the way, I don't agree with Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and the head of the New York Business School and Joseph Stiglitz. They all say 2.5 to 3 years, so we're in a total running man slash death race 2000 slash road warrior scenario. The way this is unraveling, I see that in a year and a half. Now they're the experts. They've been right in the past. I hope they're right. I hope we got 2.5 years to somehow, those of us in the know, get ready for this. I want to bring Ted Anderson up. And yes, I'm going to pitch gold at you. It supports the network. It supports this show. But I'm going to be frank with you. The deal he offered over the weekend, I talked to him this morning, Ted lost money on that. He was selling gold at $926 an ounce. That means per coin, that's what he was buying it for, added the shipping to get it into his vault, and then the 2% or so for his brokers. It was to be a loss leader. Well, he lost money on that through the order Sunday because you took advantage of it. It's now, what is it right now, Ted? It's shooting straight up.
Yeah, gold's up over 970. It's up to 973.70 last time I checked. You asked me, do I think gold is going to hit $1,000 an ounce, or when do I think it's going to happen? I said August. I'm going to revise that. It could happen today. It's going up that fast. I can't believe it. This is July, and usually gold is real soft and real flat in July, and I'm like, oh, I better be conservative, $1,000 an ounce. I'm guessing it'll happen. It'll happen this fall, but it's happening this summer. And then here we have this bank, IndyMac, closing, and the Federal Reserve System stepping in, which just means basically they're printing more money to solve the problems, which is going to take value away from everybody. And then you look at the headlines over in at the Herald Tribune. I mean, they're saying 150 banks are going to fail before the end of this year. I mean, Alex, that's crazy. I can't believe the market that we're in this.
And if they're saying that, more like 500 banks are going to fail. And, folks, they're telling people at IndyMac, if they had over 100 grand, they're saying, you're never getting your money. You understand? You're not going to get your money. Ted, stay there. You were just down in Buenos Aires, Argentina. They wouldn't even take dollars down there. You had to push them on them. We'll be right back, folks.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
In 1814, we took a... My friends, elites throughout history have launched wars that have, in some cases, killed entire cities. With the Romans, the Babylonians, and others. Because powerful men wanted more power and more control. Imagine being a Julius Caesar and looking out on the horizons of Germania at the misty horizon, or looking across the English Channel and at an Albion and wanting to go in and conquer unknown savages. And that's what they were at the time. Why? Because they had an instinct to dominate and to push and to be aggressive. They had limitless egos. And those of us that don't have that drive for power and control, we don't have the incentive or the propulsion system psychologically that the elites have. That's why they're always in control. That's why bad people are always in control, because they've got the will to work that hard. Well, we have to work that hard just to survive and not be enslaved. And they're waging economic warfare on us by design right now. Ted Anderson back in studio. Ted, I know you're not pleased. We talked this morning by being proven right and gold up, what, $100 in the last month, 20-something bucks today, 20-something Friday. It should be at 2,000 plus with dollar devaluation. This is scary stuff, but people can, who are listeners, get the great francs, the European francs, and the British sovereigns. And a few months ago, you ran out of silver. You've got some now, and no doubt we're going to get to the point, if this continues, where Ted's not going to have gold all the time for you folks. Ted?
Well, that's true. As a matter of fact, just a short time ago, silver, I couldn't get that. I mean, it's up over $19 an ounce right now. And this is, what, we were at 16 here last week when I was talking to you. I do have some of those rolls of Walking Liberties. I couldn't get those bags here a while ago. I'm glad to have them now. It's probably because it's July and we have a little bit of a slowdown. I shouldn't even say that, because we don't have a slowdown. I've got people wanting it, and we're filling the orders, but I don't think I'm going to be able to have silver to offer here this fall. I mean, it's crazy. I'm not expecting this in July. I'm expecting this in August, September, October. That's how it always usually comes. I can survive in a market just fine. I don't need to have an economic depression in order to stay in business. And this is way, you know, I'm concerned about the people of the United States of America. I was just down in Argentina. I saw families with little kids sleeping in doorways with blankets over them. I mean, it breaks your heart to see that, but that's what we're looking at here in the United States, because the same issues that they have to deal with, the banks collapsing.
And by the way, there was the old saying, as rich as an Argentine, overnight the globalists devalued their currency in 2000, and they went from being as wealthy as we are to literally the entire population, 99%. Living at total third world level. Tell them about the coin offers. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, right now we do have the silver coins that I was talking about. They are currently right now at the price of at 202 per roll of 20. And I also have the British sovereign. It's at 286. Mind you, Alex, I locked all of this in this morning at 960. Gold is now over 973. Silver was in the $18 range. Now it's 19. All that stuff is going up again. I'm glad I was able to get this. I hope people wake up. They can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I didn't add the francs in there. They're at 212. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. There's enough information out there for people to wake up now. Just take a look
at it. And, Chad, I want to be clear. I want to be clear with people. Folks, it is only going up, and I told you it was going to go back up, and when it finally breaks through, we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars an ounce. Give Ted a call, 800-686-2237. And tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or when you call, they're going to try to charge you the current rate. You got to tell them it's the Alex Jones show you heard it on, so you get it at, what, $15-plus dollars cheaper than it actually is right now per ounce of either gold or silver. You're talking about 15 bucks cheaper on gold, about a dollar cheaper per ounce on silver, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're very honored to have him with us for a full hour today to talk about a host of issues, his take on the president giving Israel the green light to go ahead and attack Iran. Almost all the analysts are now saying the attack is on in the next 6 months. The plunging dollar, what's happening with the economy, the Congress announcing there's no more Fourth Amendment, and that's how it reads. He has been speaking out against this for many years. And he is quite a leader when it comes to the issues of freedom. He is former governor of Minnesota, of course, Hollywood movie star, best-selling author, TV talk show host. The list goes on and on. Quite the Renaissance man, Governor Jesse Ventura. Governor, thanks for spending time with us today.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today on a, I guess we'd say, a sad day in America?
I always wonder what it was like for my grandparents to live through the Depression, and it looks like we might be going into one.
Yeah, there's no, you know, it was interesting the other day. I was watching on television up here, and one of the local stations, they have a segment called where you can ask a question. And the question was, how do we make a strong dollar again? How do we get the dollar strong? Because obviously the dollar has fallen through the floor. I mean, there's half a dozen countries now that have a higher value or more than that than us. And so they went to Hamline University here in Minnesota, and they went to the head of economics I forget his other title, but it was appropriate. Hey, please excuse me, I just got done working out, so if I'm breathing a little heavy, I just got off the elliptic machine.
Hey, that's great.
But anyway, he listed, in order to bring the dollar to be strong again, it's the exact two things that I've been harping on for the last month and a half. Number one, to make the dollar strong, this professor said, is the debt. We must do something about the $9 trillion plus debt we owe throughout the world now. And he said the number two thing that is driving the dollar to its weakness is the war in Iraq. So the very two issues that are highest on my board are the very two issues that this expert said it would take to bring the dollar back, but apparently our country and most of the people in it aren't that worried about it.
You're right, Governor. The elite have made the decision to continue the devaluation of the dollar. Obviously, having the high debt means people don't buy our securities, so the dollar's devalued. That's 70-plus percent of it. The other 25% is, of course, the speculation being driven by the war drums for Iran. You're absolutely right. The professor's right. The establishment knows that. Why do you think they're not going to reverse the destruction of our currency?
Because I don't think they really care. You know, they're making their money, and they're in their position. And, you know, it to me, it's clear that there's a war on the middle class in America today being waged by our own government. And they're out to destroy what was the American dream, and the American dream was really the middle class. We were the country that where you could go get a job, and you could support your family, and you could live a life with a fair dream in it. And that's being extinguished greatly today, and it seems our elected illustrious officials don't have a problem with it. Or they'll say they do, but what they do and what they say are generally two different things.
We're going to break in just a moment and come back within a long segment to go through a lot of important issues, Governor. But first off, let's spend about a minute on your book. It's doing quite well. For those that don't know about your new book, tell us about it.
Well, it's called Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. I wrote it while I was living in Mexico with Dick Russell, a friend of mine and a writer. And, you know, I just felt it was time for a bit of a wake-up call to the United States. I felt that way. You know, I'm probably not too mainstream today, I guess. But I felt that we needed a wake-up call to get back to our roots and get back to paying attention to the Constitution and what formed our great country, because we've certainly seemed to have taken a path away from the Constitution, especially most recently in the last 8 years, and we don't seem to be heading back towards it. So I felt it was a wake-up call for the lemmings here in the country that march off the cliff and don't look side to side. They just do it. And
absolutely,
that was the reason I wrote the book.
Fantastic. Stay there. Back in three quick minutes with Governor Jesse Ventura.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down, shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, is he going to comment Jesse Ventura on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. New book out on the New York Times bestseller list, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. He's with us for the rest of the hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to do something we haven't done on the other two interviews with him we've been lucky enough to have, and that's take some of your phone calls specifically. Governor, I want to pick your brain about the war, the economy, the Fourth Amendment under attack, all these issues, but obviously you know what I'm going to ask first here, now that we're into the interview. And I've learned to not trust the mainstream media. Last week, I called you at home, and you said, no, I did not tell NPR that I was going, that I had committed to run. I'll announce that next Monday or Tuesday. Sure enough, the ABC headline said, Governor will run. I went and listened to the interview. You said, if I decide to run, here is why I will run. Then ABC had to retract, and Drudge had to retract what they had said. So this time, I don't want to go off what the news is saying. Other news is reporting that you're going to announce either way tonight on Larry King. A, is that accurate, or will it be tomorrow?
No, I guess it's accurate. Everybody tells me I will tonight, so, you know. I guess it's kind of out of my hands. I don't want to be called a liar.
Amazing. Well, how could ABC run that headline that you announced last Thursday when NPR's headline said, why Governor Ventura may run. I mean, how could ABC just make that up?
Well, they make everything up. You know, they're in the business for money. They're in the business of ratings. And so if they can beat all the other networks to the punch, they're going to do it. And accuracy is a secondary thing now. I mean, if they get it wrong, they just simply do a little blurb a day later if they have to. And most of the time, they won't even bother with that.
Governor, you kind of came out for 9/11 Truth on this show unannounced. I had no idea you were going to do that 4 or 5 months ago, and that caused a national firestorm. Why not go ahead and tell us if you're going to run for Senate right now on this show?
Because it's the middle of the afternoon, and I don't want to be sieged with the media for the rest of the day. Is that a good answer?
That is a good one, but let me make a guess.
And the point is, if I say it right now, that's what will happen. I think I'd rather say it this evening where I can, like a good Navy SEAL, run off in the shadows and disappear.
Well, here is my take on it. You wrote a book saying, don't start the revolution without me. I'm sure you've decided it's now the eve of, or the day of, you making the announcement, the eve of the deadline, to be technical. And I'm going to make the guess, and it's not a wild guess. In fact, I'm going to predict you're going to announce you're running for Senate, and this is why you're going to announce you're running for Senate tonight on Larry King, because you love this country. You saw him shoot down the Fourth Amendment last week. You see us about to go to war with Iran that'll further tank the economy. You know we need your voice in the Senate, and you love this republic. And so you're going to serve the republic one more time. And you know you've already beaten the sorry excuse for a human being for governor that's running for Senate as well. And so you've been drafted by the American people, and we're not going to start the revolution without you. And so you are drafted. You're running for the Senate, Jesse Ventura, and we all know it, aren't you?
Oh, Alex, you might be premature. Don't go that far. Wait till Larry King tonight.
Well, then, you better announce you're running for Senate.
What do you mean, I better?
Well, you've got higher numbers in the polls this time.
I understand all that, but let me say this, Alex. It will be a total personal decision, and my family will bear in it a great deal, because you cannot do one of those jobs without the support of your family. And if my family's support is not there, I will not do it. Because, well, I'll give you one example. I'm not going to subject my children to be attacked by the media again. That weighs heavily on me. So what my children say to me is going to have a great bearing on the decision that I make.
Have they said it? I mean, have you made your decision?
Not quite yet. I have another child to speak with.
Well, I would like to speak to them and say, look, we need you to gut up for the country. I mean, I understand they went through a lot. In fact, when We Are Change Minnesota was up there talking to you at a book signing, you would talk to them, but you wouldn't talk to the media. You don't talk to the Minnesota media. Why is that?
I don't talk to them because they attacked my children when I was governor. The story and the way it went down was I had left to go on the largest trade mission in U.S. history to China. I led a trade mission to China from Minnesota. And none of the media here bothered to send anyone on the trade mission. It was the June before the following fall's re-election. And so none of them chose to go on the trade mission. And here I'm doing something that will directly benefit every person eventually in the state of Minnesota. Instead, they went out and trumped up a big story on my son. There was a disgruntled employee that we fired who decided to get his 15 minutes of fame. And he accused my son of underage drinking in the governor's residence. Well, first of all, my son was 22. So I find that a bit peculiar, because nowhere in this country are you underage at 22. Second of all, the media didn't bother to question this employee at all. And ask him the very simple question, Alex. He went home every day at 5 o'clock. How would he know what went on at midnight? They ran with the story. They trashed my son completely. They put the CBS investigative eye team onto his friends to try to dig up anything they could on my son. And then the day I got back from the trade mission from China, the headlines in the paper were nothing to do with the trade mission. It had everything to do with accusing my son.
Well, I'll tell you why they did that, Governor, and you're not stupid. You know why. You literally led the pack on third rail politics. You scare the establishment. That's why you had 25 CIA agents there at the Capitol when you showed up on the first week. That's why ABC preemptively announced that you're going to run, trying to steal your thunder. They're scared of you. They don't want you to run. You know that. And I'm telling you, you can't give in to them. So I'm asking you, as the American people, we need your anti-war, pro-Constitution voice in the Senate. And I think you're going to win if you run.
Yeah, but Alex, we're a great minority. We're a minority. We're not a majority.
Well, a minority of, you know, one who's in the right is a majority.
Yeah, you got a point there. But, you know, and it's very difficult, you know. Running will put a great deal of stress on my marriage, probably, because, my wife wants nothing to do with politics. She never did and never will. And so it's really, I go at it as a loner if I do.
Plus, living on the side of a jungle wall by the Pacific Ocean half the year, I would imagine that is something that's hard to say no to, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Sure is. So anyway, we'll find out tonight on Larry King.
So you will announce one way or the other tonight?
Yeah.
Talk about building suspense.
It all kind of started with Larry, so I figured that it should either explode with Larry or end with Larry, however it goes.
Yeah, let it end or let it grow from where it started.
Yeah, exactly, because it all started April 1st when I came back from Mexico and started my book tour, and the first show I did was Larry King.
You're trying to build suspense. I do believe you're going to call that final child. How many children do you have?
Two.
Well, one of them's the one that woke you up to 9/11, you said. So, I mean, he's got to be on board with fighting the globalist.
Well, he's the one I got to talk to.
Oh, he's going to say, Dad, get in there and fight the New World Order.
Well, we'll see.
Well, he's got to make the sacrifice. I mean, I know that you're his dad, but we need you too, Governor.
I know.
Well, let's say this, and this is the same question they twisted, but we'll be clear here. If you do run, why are you going to run? If you do run for the U.S. Senate, why is Governor Jesse Ventura going to do that?
Well, if I did run, I would run because we have to get some type of hold and bring the attention to this deficit. You notice in the presidential debates right now, they avoid the deficit like the plague because they're equally responsible for it, both Democrats and Republicans. They want to pretend it's not there. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to tell the public that they've put our country so far in debt that if they were in the private sector, they'd be thrown in jail. Enron and WorldCom ring a bell. And, and that's the one reason. And then now the war, the pounding of the war drums. I mean, we are now a first-strike nation. 9/11 changed our entire foreign policy. We will now attack another country before they attack us, which we proved in Iraq, because Iraq never did a thing. If you believe the government story on 9/11, there wasn't one Iraqi involved in it. So why did we attack Iraq? And so throughout the world today, many places view us as the people to fear. You know, many countries feel that the United States is the one you've got to be afraid of, because if you cross the United States is not above attacking you. And I think that's sad. And I think that as the leader of the free world, you should not lead with a big stick. I think diplomacy is much better. You notice the Chinese, other than their internal strife, they're not going out and getting involved in any of these wars throughout the world. Why? Because they want to become the economic power of the world. That's their focus, and they're fast becoming it very quickly because we're so stupid and we're out getting involved in all these wars.
You know, that's a great point, Governor. Studying history, every time, I mean, 9 times out of 10, Napoleon, Hitler, it didn't matter who, the aggressor, the Nazis, they always, no matter how big and bad, they always, in the end, tend to lose.
Well, I think, go back even farther, I think our country right now is paralleling Rome. I think we're heading right down the same path Rome did. And that is entertainment and is the most important things in our lives now, not our jobs. It's how do we entertain ourselves. Clearly that was shown when the media, rather than covering issues, will cover the death of Anna Nicole Smith or Paris Hilton getting thrown in jail. These are their lead stories. stories, which are nothing but entertainment stories.
I'll tell you what, Governor, let's talk more about that.
Sure.
In fact, I'm going to skip this break. We're going to skip this break here for the folks watching online. Here we go.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 14, 2008. Gold opened at $962.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $989.81, $487.40 for half ounce, and $243.70 for quarter ounce. That's $989.81, $487.40, $243.70.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. He's got us all in suspense, spellbound here. He'll be announcing tonight on Larry King Live whether he's going to run for the U.S. Senate or not. He has got almost a double-digit lead compared to what he even had when he first announced against the same individual that's running for Senate. He was behind the fellow in the past. He's now ahead of him. And I think even with some of the chicanery with the voting machines, Governor Ventura would win by such a margin. And his views are so popular. You know, Governor Ventura, I actually disagree with some of what you said here today. You keep saying that we're in the minority. we are in the majority with our views. Every poll shows that. It's just that I guess you're right that we're in the minority when it comes to people in the power structure because they are 180 degrees in the other direction of what the people want or what the Constitution and Bill of Rights has to say. What do you say to that?
Well, you may be right. I don't know. I don't claim to know everything, and maybe we aren't the minority, but if we are the majority, we certainly seem to be silent. I mean, there's only a few people talking out.
Well, I agree.
Most people are afraid to say anything about 9/11. You know, they think you're crazy if you do.
Well, since you bring that up, you've been attacked by a lot of establishment people, but you've also gotten a lot of support, and the polls show the majority of Americans believe they've been lied to about the story. Obviously, you told the truth about 9/11. Why did you decide to take that plunge?
Well, you know, when I started, and I really didn't take the plunge. I simply asked questions that to me have not been adequately answered. I consider myself a demolition expert because I spent, 4 years on active duty in the Navy as a member of the underwater demolition team. I was trained by the best demolition men the United States has. And every time I watch those buildings come down now over and over again and I look at a building that's been demolitioned, they're identical, when you watch them fall. But yet, if you bring that up or state that, right away you're considered crazy. And how dare you make a statement like that? How dare you be so un-American? How dare you? And it goes on and on and on. I'll tell you what, Alex, you take the line for a minute. I've got to run across to my desk because there's something I want to read on your show.
Absolutely.
So
take your time. Take your time, Governor. We've got him for the rest of the hour, folks. In the next segment, we're going to take a few of your calls, but they need to be for the governor about the issues we're discussing, 9/11, the war, the economy. Here comes Governor Ventura back from his desk as something he wants to read for us. Think about it. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, the former German defense minister, high-level members of the Japanese parliament, the former Italian president, coming out and questioning the official story or coming right out and saying it's an inside job. You cannot downplay this, but the establishment tries. Governor?
Here we go. I got it here. I finally found it. Had it on the wrong desk. I want to read this, Alex, and then I want to ask your general audience, and it'll be a good segue to go maybe to callers. But this is a quote by a pretty famous person, and when you hear it, it really, to me, parallels the last 8 years of thought process here in the United States where I've been saying that I'm kind of out of the loop now, or it seems that I am. I'll just read it, okay? Here it is. Quote, "Naturally, the common people don't want war. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. And it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people always can be brought to the bidding of the leaders. This is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger." Now, Alex, do you agree that that seems to be the mental philosophy we've had here since 9/11?
Yes, and that's Hermann Göring, head of the...
You know your stuff well. That's Hermann Göring, a quote from a Nazi. Now, it troubles me greatly when I start looking at philosophy and how our government seems to be operating, and when it starts paralleling Nazis, isn't that about time a flag should fly up for us as citizens?
You're right, and there's no doubt. I mean, even the Hitler didn't just attack Poland. He staged an attack on their own military base and later admitted it or firebombed his own Reichstag to get his police state going, and we see last week the Democrats supposedly are so good. No, they said, yeah, we're against the Fourth Amendment.
Repeat for all of us to know, what's the Fourth Amendment again, Alex?
That is the fact that they have to have a warrant and witnesses to search you or tap your phone.
Yeah, and the Democrats voted last week to continue that policy, that they don't have to, that they can invade your privacy and literally disregard the Fourth Amendment.
We'll be right back, Governor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I already really liked Jesse Ventura since I was a kid growing up watching Predator and The Running Man. We even watched him some on wrestling, rolling around laughing. I always like the villains, but he, in reality, he's the good guy. And then when he came on my show and talked about 9/11 being an inside job, you know, I'd met him before that, when he questioned the official story of 9/11. Really, his stock went up to 100% for me, right up there, really even past Ron Paul. Ron Paul has said that he thinks they may stage attacks or may stage Gulf of Tonkin's, or that they may have let it happen, but he just won't come out and say that it looks like a controlled demolition for political reasons. I really respect Governor Jesse Ventura, and even if he doesn't announce he's running for Senate tonight on Larry King Live, you better believe I'll be watching. Hope you're watching. He's done his duty coming out on the show, questioning 9/11, speaking out against the police state, and everything else he's done. Before we go back to your calls, Governor Ventura, you were speaking about the parallels with Nazi Germany and with what we're seeing in this country today. Please finish your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, Alex, it troubles me when you, for the last 8 years, you can take a quote like I read from Hermann Göring and apply it to the United States of America, because that's exactly what we've been told. We've been told we were attacked. warrant, only they know for sure, I guess. And second of all, this nonsense about, people need to remember what Thomas Jefferson said. He said dissension is the greatest form of patriotism. And in our republic, that is true. But yet, in the last 8 years, we've had it pounded into our heads that if you dissent, you're unpatriotic, that if you don't go along to get along, you're unpatriotic. And then they try to hit you with, if you don't support everything we're doing, you're against the troops. Well, that is not true. I'm a veteran. And to me, supporting the troops means not sending them in harm's way unless it's vital or absolutely necessary. And in my opinion, the Iraq war was certainly not vital, and it certainly wasn't necessary.
Well, there's also...
And I support our troops by bringing them home. Who, to quote John Kerry after Vietnam, who will be the last man to die in Iraq?
Well, you're right. We also have this hiding behind the flag, which is particularly despicable. They always say the flag is the last refuge of tyrants. Patriotism is the last refuge of tyrants and thugs. And they're the ones that promised the troops they'd be home in 6 months and knew they'd be there for a decade in their own Pentagon plans. They're the ones that want to just destabilize the region, not bring democracy, as they say, publicly. And it's just so despicable to see them continue over and over again to get away with this and then have the nerve. Bill O'Reilly goes on TV. It's a talking point on Fox and other places and says, once the war starts, you're to shut your mouth and you don't have any say, when I thought the troops were fighting so that we'd have a say. And then you have 75% or more of all the donations from the troops to Republicans going to Ron Paul, the only anti-war candidate. I mean, the majority of the troops in major polls are against the war. So how dare these chicken hawks claim that that we're not allowed to criticize this illegal war?
And you know what gets me too, Alex? Exactly what you said, these chicken hawks. Because the majority of the great war supporters of this country are the very people who they themselves would never put themselves in the line of danger, would never put a uniform on. And I'm talking about our current commander-in-chief, George W. Bush. He leads the way. Dick Cheney with, five deferments during Vietnam. Our own illustrious Norm Coleman, the senator from Minnesota, who was a huge war protester at Hofstra University when he was back in college, when his little hinder was on the line and when he might have to go to war, he wanted no part of it. But today this guy's rubber-stamped everything with the war, and he's got a kid who's of age to go serve. Do you think his kid's in the military heading to Iraq? Absolutely not.
Well, Karl Rove's son lives right here in Austin. And he's of military age, and we don't see him going. Speaking of that, George Bush has a lower approval rating than Nixon. Congress has a 9% approval rating in a scientific poll, the lowest since polling began a century ago. I mean, this government is completely illegitimate. More the reason we need you there in the Senate as the speaker so the world knows that the people aren't for this war. I mean, if we don't punish the Democratic and Republican leaders that took us into this illegal war, then it really does hang around our neck. We really are guilty of these war crimes. But if we punish them, then we get some of our name and good faith back. What would you, I mean, are you for impeachment of Bush? Karl Rove, I don't know if you know this, fled the U.S. last week. There was a congressional subpoena. He's been indicted now. He's fled the U.S. I mean, your take on them being indicted or an impeachment?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, Alex. I get very concerned and I get very confused in my country today when cheating on your wife is an impeachable offense, but going to an illegal war and killing thousands of people isn't. I'm still trying to figure that one out. See, that's what I mean. I'm not mainstream because most people in this country had no problem when Bill Clinton got impeached for cheating on his wife. Which to me, I don't condone it, but that I don't care. Just like right now, the other reason that I probably won't fit in good is I'm not religious enough to hold office in this country anymore. I don't have a minister. I don't go to church. So therefore, I probably don't have the type of values that they want to see in public office.
Well, at least you're not you're not a fake, and that's what matters. I mean, I'm sure you've read about the gay porn stars being shipped into the Bohemian Grove and into the White House mainstream news and all the how the Republican senators are always caught in bathrooms and brothels with men, and of course they're all big churchgoers. No, I think people want a Jesse Ventura, you know, even if you're not religious like they are, because they just want somebody who's a straight shooter. They're tired of the crap.
Yeah, but I don't always agree with that either, Alex. I mean, you and I are going to differ on that. I don't believe the people of this country truly want the truth. Do you want a good example?
Tell me.
People say they want the truth. They stand up and they say they do. But when push comes to shove, I think they more want to be told what they want to hear rather than the truth. Case in point, Jose Canseco. He was the only baseball player who was telling the truth about the rampant use of steroids.
And they got mad at him. They got mad at him, and now he's been vindicated. Go ahead.
Right. And but the point is, the public, the media, and the whole country hated Jose Canseco even after the truth came out. They're still dogging him. They still won't give him his due. They still won't say, gee, Jose, we owe you an apology. You were telling the truth.
I know you spoke out against steroids and how dangerous they
well,
are.
To me, but it's irrelevant. You know, if baseball players want to use them, that's baseball's business. We don't need government hearings on it.
The point is they went after him and persecuted him when he was telling the truth.
Exactly.
And
so
I,
in the words of Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, I really believe you can't handle, and not you, Alex, but the quote, you can't handle the truth.
No, I agree. I was saying the quote. Yeah,
I think that there's a great deal of honesty in that quote.
In fact, I want that as a soundbite. Governor, will you please say that again?
You can't handle the truth, but I'm stealing that from Jack Nicholson.
Absolutely. No, but that is it. But I think that's starting to change. You're right. We had milk and honey for so long. Our ancestors built, you know, this continent, carved it out. They weren't perfect, but they were sure, you know, daring and hardworking and piratical. And then now, we got fat and decadent and thought that evil and corruption was cute. And I think the people are going to find out now with the economy that it's not cute.
Well, and I hate to say this, Alex, but you know what I'm happy about today? And it's a sad thing to be happy about.
What's that, Governor?
I'm happy that the people of America in their economy now are feeling some pain because of this war. The problem with this war from day one was that it took 5 years for the pain to get here. But now the pain has arrived because this war plays a big part in the horrible shape that our economy's in today. And it's taken this long and prices of $4 to $5 a gallon for gas to finally reach home with the American people that maybe it'll wake them up and tell them that war is not a good thing, that war is not a profit maker, that it doesn't help your economy. In fact, it does the opposite. It destroys the economy.
Well, I agree with you, and as you said, the top economist, it's very simple. Dollar devaluation because of excess government spending and the banks creating too much liquidity, as well as the war driving speculation, is what is bringing us down into what mainstream media is now saying could be a depression. But still, you hear the neocons on radio saying, let's blow the hell out of Iran. And I've talked to liquor store owners and pizza place owners I know. They say that whenever there's a war, a bombardment, that they sell out of liquor and pizza, and these men go home and like feel some manly extension off of seeing cluster bombs being dropped on children. I was thinking that this morning. In a sick way, all these decadent people that love the lies, love being bullies, love being part of this evil, do they think the way the universe works, that they can be supporting all this evil and that it isn't going to blow back on them?
I don't know, but I've always believed what goes around comes around, Alex. And we're going to get our comeuppance, I think, pretty quick here. If we don't change the path we're going on and start leading with diplomacy. That's the one thing I did like about Barack Obama, where he said that he would talk to our enemies, and yet he took all the heat for that. I don't understand why you get heat for talking with your enemy. You can always fight him. Fighting him is always the option. That's the last option, and it always remains out there. But as I said, it should be the last option. A war is the result of failed political leadership. It's that simple. So all you people out there that are listening, George Bush is failed political leadership. That's why we're at war.
It's amazing. I want to take a few calls here with you, Governor Ventura.
Sure.
But in the 15 minutes we've got left, any other key points or things you want to impart to this audience?
No, not really. Just hopefully the wake-up call that people better start standing up and better start speaking out because, you know, I'm getting tired of doing it and standing alone. Remember my second book, Alex, was Do I Stand Alone?
Well, Governor, listen, now hold on. I mean, I know how it is to be frustrated.
Well, I'm excusing you. You're the one voice out there. You take a tremendous amount of heat yourself. And I commend you for having the courage to continue what you do.
Oh, no, sir, I commend you. We appreciate you. But let me just...
Alex, you're doing just as much as me because you're on the air every day. I'm not on the air every day.
Well, I just want to say this. There is a tide in the fortunes of men when, you know, taking up the flood, or I'm getting that backwards. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taking up the flood leads on to fortune. That's a Julius Caesar quote. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taking up the flood leads on to fortune. And, the fortune you and I are after is liberty and freedom for our children and grandchildren, our progeny to come. And so I'm saying to you, you came early. You came before this thing really came to a head. Now you are right at that flashpoint, Governor Ventura, and we need somebody who's intelligent, who is manly, who is strong, who is the archetypal leader type, you know, up there with the chiseled, you know, jaw and the intellect and the gruff voice to be a leader during these times of crises. And we got Ron Paul and a few others. And so that's why I believe you're going to announce for the Senate. I hope your son says, Dad, do it. I know it means 6 years in that nightmare pit of D.C., but you'll still be able to take some time off for fishing and, you know, going out and surfing.
Seeing my wife.
And seeing your wife. I mean, I understand you've already given a lot. I understand it was hellish being governor and being lied about and having your children being hunted by the, media. But all I'm trying to say is this is history. This is history. You can't turn history down or your whole life up to this point being in this position. I think you're going to make the right decision tonight.
Well, there is no right or wrong decision.
Well, you've certainly already come out and talked about 9/11 and spoken out. I mean, you've already done your duty. I'm saying we need you to go above and beyond that.
Okay. Well, anyway, Alex, can we go to some calls?
Yes. I'm just lobbying you here, sir.
My I know you are. You're doing a good job.
We need you. Hey, I'm telling you, man, they're building. I mean, you know about the concentration camps they've built, right?
Yeah, I've heard about them.
No, I mean, it's in the Houston Chronicle. I've been to them. Bush admits in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. He's going to pass that on to Barack Obama. You watch. Barack Obama or McCain are going to end up being sleepers. Let's go ahead and take calls for Governor Jesse Ventura. We're going to skip this break. Let's talk to Eric in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Ventura?
Hi, Eric. How are you today?
I'm breathing. Say, listen, I wanted to first off start by thanking you for what you've done so far for this country, and I want to say that you're a true American. I myself was in the military, and my MOS was 12 Bravo, so I also was sort of an explosives expert, and I agree fully with your views on 9/11.
So when you, having worked with demolition, when you watch those buildings, you see them like me, that they look like they're brought down with demo?
You know, honestly, I could not see anything besides that.
Really?
Buildings
it's
don't
interesting
fall
because
straight
it,
t- down
it took me a while to get to that point, I think because I was in denial. I didn't want to believe it.
Well, I don't think anybody did. And I just want to say that whatever your decision is tonight, we respect you and we honor that decision because I know family is a huge commitment. I do also want to say that, you know, we are in a monumental period in history where we can either look back on this and say, you know, man, I wish I would have done it, or we can look back and say, I wish I had.
Yeah, he's going to run. This is greatness right here. This is the make it or break it moment.
Alex, don't say that.
Mr. Ventura, you got many, many people backing you. And
well, thank you. I appreciate
you know
that.
What? He had the courage to come on this show and talk about 9/11. I know what's in you, Governor Ventura. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's no coward in Mr. Ventura whatsoever. And we need more people like that in office. And I know it's a huge sacrifice you'd be making for your family, but imagine what would happen if you didn't. You know,
if I don't? You know, I'm not so fully in tune like everyone else that thinks one person can make the total difference. I think that I would be like a redheaded stepchild out there. They would do everything to bury me that they could. And
but look how much support Ron Paul got, over $27 million. I think you're going to get that same type of support. I think most of that movement would get behind you. And, I mean, again, the media doesn't have the power it had 6-7 years ago. Remember how they censored you when you tried to do your TV show? You're not going to be censored now because there's this huge alternative media now and everything.
Well, wait a minute now. That's not true, because if you look at what's happening right now in St. Paul, where they're going to have the Republican convention, the police and the courts are already ruling that the protesters will not be allowed on any of the main streets, that they're going to be only to side streets, so that way they'll get them off the
and
main
you
drag,
should you
and
should
the
march out there
to cover any of the protesting.
Yeah, I think you should march out there and protest that yourself. That's the type of aggressive stuff, Governor. Let me advise you covertly. I mean, we need you as a general at the front of the army out there.
I'm an enlisted man. I'm not a general.
Well, you're a general now, whether you like it or not. You're like Chuck Yeager, who ended up being a general.
Don't be calling me an officer. I knew who my parents were.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
States now have passed the use of medicinal marijuana where doctors should be able to prescribe it, and yet Bush and the federal government says, oh no, we won't allow that. Oregon two times has passed the dignity and death bill where the people have voted on it, and yet Bush says, we don't care if you voted on it, we're not going to allow it happen. And so George Bush is totally for federal power. So it doesn't surprise me in the least that he would be federalizing most of our law enforcement, because that's what our government has been heading that direction. It continues. continues to head that direction, and nobody seems to want to stop it.
Governor Ventura, getting back briefly to 9/11, then take a few final calls. I mean, everybody who's in controlled demolition, and I've talked to countless people on air, guests about it, say that's a classical controlled demolition. We have firemen and police saying we've been told to get back. They're going to bring the buildings down. We have all of this going on. I mean, how dumb does the government think we are to sit there and tell us that we're crazy to question the falling of those towers?
Because they will win. You notice there's no other investigations happening. There aren't going to be any investigations happening. You notice on the Democratic side, if it's brought up to people like Bill Clinton and even Bill Maher, they yell and scream at the people and tell them they're crazy. There will be nothing that will happen on 9/11, in my opinion. 9/11 is a buried, done deal. The history books has recorded it as such. And it will take a monumental thing. Because look at John F. Kennedy. They still hold to the fact that Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone assassin.
But
and anybody that can believe that hogwash, but yet the history books have stated that way, aren't they?
But, Governor, we now have the Internet and other things, and the history books have finally been discredited, and it didn't take us 40 years to get 80-some percent of people thinking that 9/11 was an inside job, as 80-plus percent now know that Kennedy was an inside job.
But even with all those figures, Alex, it still doesn't matter, does it?
No, you're right. We're fighting an uphill battle, but we're in a better position than we were in the past, Governor. That's all I'm saying.
You're the eternal optimist.
Well, I try to be, but my point is that by exposing false flag terrorism, it makes it harder for them to stage it again.
Yeah, that's true, but they will. Trust me. It's just like when, what was the old saying from Adolf Hitler? The bigger the lie, the easier the sell.
Governor, in closing on Iran,
yep.
They're talking about hitting them in the next 6 months. Bush came out and said, go ahead and hit them to Israel. They're massing Israeli aircraft in Iraq. Do you see any way of averting this? And if it does happen, what do you see developing?
Well, I don't see any way of averting it because I think it's going to be Bush's last hurrah. You know, he's going to get us then entrenched probably in a three-war front. Well, you notice Afghanistan, I just read today, 8 of our soldiers were just killed the other day in Afghanistan. So Afghanistan is rising up. George Bush never finished the job there because he misdirected all our troops before getting the job done into Iraq. And that's the classic example of someone who doesn't know jack about military, which is our president.
Or you know, perhaps they want to get us tied up in a war so we'll rally around the flag while they suck the treasury dry.
Well, that too, and also it'll make the Republicans for some reason even stronger because another additional war, everybody's saying, is going to help John McCain. So don't think it's beyond the Republicans to get going against and divert everybody to Iran, and then they're going to sell us on the fact that even though the largest attack in U.S. history happened on a Republican watch, you notice they're already blaming Bill Clinton for 9/11.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think we're in danger of them staging some type of Gulf of Tonkin or other terror event to get us into a war with Iran?
Absolutely. Read the last epilogue in my book. I wrote that a year ago.
All right. Governor Ventura, this hour is over. It's a one-minute break. Is it possible, unless you've got another interview, to do five more to take two final calls?
I'll take two calls, but that's got to be it, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I gotta get going.
Yeah, it's only a five-minute segment. And then we got Bob Chapman coming on. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job?
How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Muhammad, Thomas, and Scott. Only time we have to take your calls. Moving quickly, last 5 minutes with Governor Ventura. Just finishing up with that statement. You are worried about some type of staged terror attack as a pretext to go into Iran, sir?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think anything, you know, remember, these two political parties, and the Republicans are in bad shape right now. McCain's trailing. Republicans look like they'll get slaughtered congressional races, and they're going to lose all their power. So rest assured, that some type of decision they will have to come up with in an attempt to continue to keep themselves in power, because that's what the two parties do, and that's their main objective.
Well, we also have all these memos confirmed where the Republicans are saying we need terror attacks. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get?
Yeah, exactly.
My God, these people ought to be all put in chains right now.
And how much more stupid can we be if we buy into this?
All right, let's go to JJ in Florida, then Muhammad in Chicago. JJ in Florida, make it quick. We got about 2.5 minutes left.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. How are you, JJ?
Hey, pretty good. I was a CH-46 crew chief. I bet you remember those, huh, Jesse?
Oh, I've jumped out of a few of them.
Yeah. Hey, did you do any covert stuff? I was in the 80s. And I remember dropping you guys off in the jungles of the Philippines and all kinds of stuff. And
well, I was in from 69 to 73 on active duty.
Right. Well, anyway,
so I'm way back. I'm one of them guys. I was in the Navy when the ships were made of wood and the men were made of steel.
Hey, I was just in Jacksonville for a while, and you had a CR Navy now to make you want to throw up. I mean, it's feminized. Now I went on a smart ship and took a tour. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know. I don't find that so bad. It'd be better looking at some girls than maybe you.
Well, I picked up.
I see that only in fun.
Well, anyway,
living with girls wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, I got to bring some women in for, you know, have some fun.
Well, I was driving a cab for a while, and I picked up this one sailor. You wouldn't believe this girl that jumped in, and he goes, "Hey, buddy, how would you like to have her? You never had her on a ship, did you?"
Have some camp women. I got to jump here. Let's go to another call. Muhammad in Chicago, you're on the air with Governor Ventura. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Muhammad.
Hey, what's up? Okay, so I didn't really expect that Ventura was going to be on, but I can just pose this question to both of you all. Now, it's no denying that we're headed, like, very rapidly into an economic depression as well as a police state here in America. And I'm kind of young. I've got the opportunity to travel. I am scared. I don't want to be here when everything collapses as far as the economy.
It's going to collapse worldwide. You've got to blame the politicians now so they'll strengthen the dollar. What Governor Ventura said earlier, you know, he's gone out and checked with the experts like we all have. We have got to stop spending as much and stop the wars. That will buoy the dollar. Governor Ventura?
Yeah, I agree. You know, those are the two main things. Stop the spending. Stop putting ourselves in debt. The main thing is this $9+ trillion debt. Look at it like you'd look at your own home economics. If you've got a mortgage or a debt hanging over your head that's more than you make, that's more than what all the worth you have, well, your economy is in big trouble. Well, that's the same way because of the debt that our economy is in trouble today, and the devaluing of the dollar goes hand in hand with the high oil prices.
Muhammad, does that answer your question?
I just want to say, because like I don't want to be here when the dollar is worth less.
Yeah, there's nowhere for you to run. You want to ask where to go.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Right. There ain't nowhere to run.
Nowhere to run, buddy. Appreciate the call. The meltdown of our economy is going to cause a world hyperinflationary depression. That's not me. That's Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz. That's the head of Reaganomics, Dr. Roberts. We've had them all on. Got a big expert coming up next segment, Bob Chapman, formerly the biggest gold and silver broker in the world. He's now retired. Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura, we pray that you will. We hope that you're going to be running for Senate, but if not, you've done your duty. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's always my pleasure, and I look forward to doing it again before I head to Mexico.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Was that a hint?
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we just gave you Governor Ventura from his home in Minnesota for an hour and 5 minutes, exclusive, right before he makes the announcement on Larry King. That was kind of ominous at the end when he said, well, I'll talk to you again before I go back to Mexico. And ladies and gentlemen, that may have been a Freudian slip, but that sounded to me like he is intending on evacuating the United States down to fun and surf. You know, he lives. I know where he lives. He lives, you know, don't want anybody to say, but let's just say an hour away from power in a two little bedroom bungalow on the Pacific Ocean in the hills right over the coast in the jungle. And he's got solar power and everything, and he says it is heaven on earth. God almighty, I'm tempted to do the same thing. Just say, you know what? the country, the scumbag New World Order, our screwed up patriot movement, you can all just beat the hell out of each other. I am escaping to the jungle. But I have a sneaking suspicion that the New World Order would find me there. Yeah, I mean, Mexico's falling apart, going into revolution. You can't own a gun down there. There is nowhere to go, folks. New Zealand's turning into a police state. Costa Rica. Argentina was a place to run until 2000. Their dollar was as strong as the U.S. dollar. They had as high a standard of living. Average income was like $30,000 there. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Their average income's a few thousand. So there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and he would not tell me off air. I talked to him some off air. I talked to him at home last week. And Governor Ventura is warming quite a bit to me, I'm sure you can all tell. You can only hear some of the off-air discussions. Oh, God help us, man. God help us. Forget moving down to the Pacific coast of Mexico. I would just like to go stay in a tiny motel on the beach, somewhere like that, for a month with my children. God, just heaven. Eating blackened fish or fried fish right out of the ocean you catch, snorkeling around, watching the storm clouds roll in the evening. I love the tropics, ladies and gentlemen. I love palm trees. I love blue sky and blue water. I just love it. It's torture to see yuppies in Lexuses. And I'm not knocking having a Lexus. I just, the people getting off on having it, and the neighbors looking at you weird, and people prancing around, and just the ignorance, and moron yuppies laughing at me. One came in the radio studio yesterday and was laughing at me. I know him. He's a call screener that's always messing with me over the years when I've tried to call into local shows on the station. And I just feel sorry for him. I don't even want to be around him. See, I'd rather be around a bunch of poor natives. I'd rather be around all poor, you know, Mayan Mexicans than I'd rather be around all the arrogant know-it-all gringos and all of the, you know, ignorant scum other groups. It's just really we've degenerated. You heard Ventura talking about that. There's still a lot of good people here. Don't get me wrong. But when you've got a barrel that's half rotten apples with worms coming out of them, there's some clean apples in there. In fact, I've even seen a rotten barrel of apples out of an orchard when I was a kid that had been sitting in a shed for a couple weeks and worms had gotten into it. And I remember having to, I was told my job was to pick through some of them by my grandma when I was down there during the summer. And she said, oh, yeah, these got left in there. We didn't know they were in there. I want you to pick through them. So I've literally picked through it wasn't a barrel. It was a big box of rotten apples, and probably a third of them were still good. But, you know, you got worms coming out of them. Some are rotten. You got to wash the ones that don't have worms off. And that's really who we are. I mean, when I look at the barrel and say, look at this rotten country, I'm not saying you're rotten or I'm rotten. But actually, I read about pioneers and forebears and how hard they worked and how strong they were. And it just isn't some image of the past. I mean, it was true. I'm reading Men Against the Sea, which is based on the true letters and documents and the court martials of the mutiny on the Bounty. True story, but I'm going to read Pitcairn's Island, the last one after that. And it describes in there a 4,000-plus-mile journey in a 21-foot-long boat with a tiny sail with enough food for 18 men for one meal. And they went, what was it, close to 2 months on that. I mean, folks, I mean, I can't imagine toughing it out for 5 hours out deep sea fishing, which I've done, you know, through really rough waves and sitting there vomiting over the side while you're reeling in giant fish. Can you imagine that? 4,000 plus miles, and they finally pulled up at two islands, and natives would run up and bash their brains out and be gobbling their brains as they rowed out to sea while the natives were, you know, beating whoever they could grab to death with rocks and spears. And then I think about myself. I am weak. I am pathetic. I am not tough. And then I compare myself to other people. The decadent weakness. I mean, our ancestors were strong. And I don't care if you were an African or a guy from England. It didn't matter. I mean, our ancestors were strong. The most pathetic of them may not have even been physically as strong as we are today, but mentally they were tough as nails. And they were also ready to die. I mean, if somebody challenged their honor, or if somebody got in their face, or if some bureaucrat tried to push them around, they didn't care if they beat some corrupt constable's brains in, and that would mean in a week later they'd be hanging from a pole. They would just go ahead and beat his brains out if he tried to shove them around. Now, before that, there were periods where that wasn't the case. And when we go through these periods, but where there is plenty, you have decadence and men become monsters. Where you have hardship, men become incredible. That's the law of nature. And I just think about who we are, and I think about how they've trained us to fight with ourselves. Men and women, husband and wives, when you fight with each other, when you get into hating each other, the New World Order wins. When you get lazy and don't take care of your children and don't make sure they grow up straight and strong, you give in to the New World Order. I mean, stop watching TV, stop caring so much about entertainment, stop being so decadent. And it doesn't mean you're going to be a man or a woman overnight, but you know, if it means you've got your kids are spoiled brats drinking all this sugar and caffeine and acting bad and watching 10 hours of TV a day, stop letting them watch TV. They're throwing fits. Don't take them to a shrink to put deadly Prozac or Ritalin in them. You take them out to march up and down the mountains and here in Austin. And don't tell me you can't. You don't be lazy. When they get home from school, you drag them out there with you and you take them out in the hill country or wherever you live and you march them 5-6 miles. They don't like it, you discipline them. You get them in shape. You get their mind straight. But you know what? All this sickness, all this decadence is coming to an end. And in a sick way, I'm kind of ready for it. But it's not really sick. I'm ready to purge. What do you think diarrhea is? When you got a stomach virus or bacteria and it's killing you in your guts, your body purges it out. Your body pushes it out of you. You think that's what's making you sick? No, that's your body getting better. And instead, we are like an 800-pound man who's 700 pounds crap. I'm sorry to use that analogy, but that's what it is. We are a giant bag of refuse, a giant bag of decadent scum, myself included. But I tower above most men, and I am a lowly worm. That's what freaks me out so much. The Chinese are going to eat our lunch, folks. The Latin Americans are going to eat our lunch and are eating our lunch. They're hungry. We're not. I don't care what color you are in this country. We're in deep trouble because we just don't have a depression coming on. We got a sadistic, control freak, eugenics mad government running things who could give a plug nickel for you and your freedom. And I want to say this, you know, I try to do the best I can. I try to be effective against the New World Order, but I don't calculate what I'm going to do. And I got to say this. And it doesn't mean I won't screw up again. It doesn't mean I won't do things that are bad and destructive again. In the whole, judge me by my fruits, I'm doing good. Who could deny it? You will know them by their fruits. But in the final equation, I do more good than bad, but I also do a lot of harm. And so I'm going to start analyzing the things I do wrong on air. The things I've thought about privately 1,000 times I do, but then when I get on air, I get all hyped up and do it again. I apologize to the police of this country. I apologize for the way I've conducted myself and the things I've done and the things I've said, because my relations with the police in many respects has caused greater damage, and so I need to set about rectifying that. And I'll explain after the break what I mean by that. I apologize to Americans who are listening to the show, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, because I could have explained myself on the issue of illegal immigrations better, instead of feeding into the balkanization. And I'm going to do that when we get back. And I also apologize to everyone that I haven't articulated what I've always known properly about environmentalism. So I'll do all three of those briefly when we get back. Then Bob Chapman, and I promise your calls, Roman, Zana, Jeremy, Chris, Tony. You didn't get a chance to talk to Governor Ventura. You'll get a chance to talk to me and Bob Chapman. But I want to come back, and I want to have a heart-to-heart with all of you, because things are too dangerous. Things are too bad. Things are too perilous to screw around anymore. We got to gut up, and we got to do the right thing now, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ah, here I come now, baby. Come on, come on, come on, baby. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Oh, it's Real Talk Radio. Real issues that actually affect you, your country, your family. The enemy is moving upon us right now. If we expose them like never before, they will be discredited and fall. I've seen the blood. I know we're bloodying them. We're hurting them bad. Keep stabbing the Leviathan. We're going to kill it by a thousand cuts. Know you're hitting pay dirt, boys. And don't stop. When you're in a fight for your life, you don't think about it. You just give it all. Just keep swinging those picks, those daggers, those battle axes in the info war right into the enemy. Put every bit of sinew you got into it. And this Leviathan is going to fall. I'm going to flesh this out in the days to come, but simply put, getting on air and yelling and screaming about the police being thugs only compacts them deeper into their gang mentality. The behavioral psychologists that have federalized and twisted our police forces know that as they become more corrupt and more authoritarian, that will cause the public to hate them. Then the public hating them and going against them will compact them more into their gang psychology and make them only serve the system more. We're going up against sophisticated psychology here. And so flipping out on the police is wrong. I should hold out good examples of good police and good examples of good sheriffs and where they're not being federalized. I should point out how the police are being victimized, brainwashed, conditioned. I should go through how they're being lied to, explain how they're being manipulated, explain how it endangers them. But I get lazy. You know, I get angry about what's happening, and I just do what's easy and start, you know, when I see footage of police beating somebody up on the highway because they ask questions or choking them or whatever for no reason, and then the police wrongfully charge them, I get mad and call them criminals, and those individuals are criminals. But we need to point out how they're criminals and go over it instead of just blowing up with the shorthand of, oh, they're a bunch of, you know, scum and they're enemies of the American people. No, they are being used by the New World Order, and we need to show them how and why. And the same thing goes with the illegal aliens. The illegal aliens are in a hellish third world country that our elites have been controlling and manipulating with the Mexican elites. Horrible things have been done to them. Their elites know they're going to get angry and fight back, so they then blame it on the people of the U.S. as the scapegoat. The U.S. did take about a third of its territory, about half of Mexico's territory, about a third of our territory comes from that. Mexico didn't truly hold it, had no real claim to it, but neither did the U.S. That's just the law of empires. Now we need to reach out to the Mexican people and explain to them how they're being manipulated and how they're being used against the United States. We need to explain to the American people that it's not that we're against the illegal aliens, because that's what it's turning into, is just a hate of Mexicans, and that is we are against them being used as a tool of driving down our wages and destroying our republic. Because we can't get down to the level, even if a lot of the illegal aliens have been taught to hate gringos, which a lot of them do, let's be honest about it. It's all over radio and TV. We need to be above that and explain to those people, you have a lot of reasons to hate us, we've been scapegoated, and explain to them the more sophisticated plan by the New World Order. Because if we could make Mexico a free country, if we could ever root out the corruption there, and it's coming to a head there as well, and if we could ever let them take their country over, it'd be more wealthy than the United States. Instead, the globalists have a deal where they export their revolution and their criminals here, which helps bring down the U.S. while it keeps the Mexican government in power. And then with the environmentalism, the New World Order is very, very good at hijacking and co-opting things that make a lot of sense. And the environment is in a crisis. And I mean in a crisis for humans. The toxic waste, the genetic engineering, the clear-cutting, the overfishing is hurting humans' future. I mean, we're affected by the dioxin, by the toxic waste, by the chimeras, the genetic engineering, by the hybrid creations, And I need to clearly make the point that a lot of the stuff you hear the environmentalists doing is sensible and reasonable. The problem is it's been co-opted, and instead of focusing on real environmental issues, we're going to be co-opted into supporting global carbon taxes, which will actually cause more toxic waste dumping. I'll explain when we get back, and then we'll go to Bob Chapman and your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
We're going to have Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, coming up in about 5 minutes with us. I wanted to finish up here. The point I was making about real environmentalism versus false environmentalism. The elites, thousands of years ago in Rome and Japan and China, would say, well, we're only going to let the population live on about 5% of the land. That's so they don't destroy the earth and our property. And you could argue that was real environmentalism, you know, starve people to death, totally make them live in horrible conditions. But it was a tool of control. And then you had the Rockefellers and others, and about 110 years ago, the Carnegie Endowment, the British Royal Family and others fund modern conservation and environmentalism. And a lot of it sounds reasonable. Don't overfish. Don't cut down all the old growth forest. And then they get you to believe in that and push for that. You know, it's easy to sell a good product. But then it becomes something to steal private property and not pay market value for, and then they build on it. Then it becomes something to get around the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, they use environmentalism right here. The city council stole tens of thousands of acres from people, wouldn't pay a market value. They paid them about 10 cents on the dollar, and they turned around and took the building restrictions off and built golf courses and luxury hotels and million-dollar houses from the ranchers and people they stole it from. That's a micro example of smart growth. And here's an example of how they're selling the global warming fraud, and it is a fraud. The Earth heats up, it cools down, a hot Earth with higher levels of carbon dioxide, and every major study shows more life, more plankton, more trees, more animal life. It's good. We've been in a oxygen and carbon dioxide starved level. So you have all these thousands of real environmental things that are going on. Genetic engineering, cross species that's hurting the entire biosphere, jumping into plants and animals that aren't even part of the experiment, hurting humans. No doubt these GMO foods we're eating that have had their major DNA changed, very toxic. I mean, they can make a potato last longer and taste better, but by the way, it's got new factors in it, new proteins that never existed in any part of any other life form, and it's totally toxic to your body and hurts you. That's just one example of thousands. So see, none of that's being dealt with. None of that's being talked about. It's all carbon footprint, carbon footprint, carbon footprint, carbon footprint. And you pull up to Office Depot and they got signs up, you can't park here, only low emission car. So see, instead of having true environmentalism about what's hurting us, like dumping dioxin in the air, coal-fired plants that are dirty coal, which are filled with mercury, the government blocked all the major clean coal mines in Utah, so we have to burn dirty coal now. I mean, it's incredible what's going on. All this real environmental issues that we have going on, but none of that will be dealt with. It's all going to be about carbon taxes, which in the Club of Rome, CFR, UN, they all admit it's a fraud. They laugh at us. They write books saying it, saying we're going to, 20, 30, 40 years ago they were saying this, we're going to tell them there's an ice age or global warming, depending on what the trend is, and we're going to tax them and have a world tax, and people will pay taxes, carbon credits, into the private central banks. I told you for years they'd do that because I was reading what they say they'd do, and now people are going, Alex Jones was right again. They're proposing buying credits from the private banks. That makes them the global government. And they're not fighting Al-Qaeda, or they're not fighting some other imaginary enemy to get us to rally around them. They're fighting the saving the earth from the scourge humanity. Meanwhile, let's look. I mean, let's go ahead and believe them that global warming is caused by carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide's a bad thing. It's a toxic waste. It's not. Plants breathe it, but let's just go with the fraud. They're going to put in carbon taxes in about 25 Western nations, from New Zealand to Canada, the U.S. to England, from Greenland to places like Germany. And all that will do is make all the industry go to India, go to China, go to Mexico, where there's no controls. And they admit that, and the globalists have said, not only is it a tax, it's a way to further deindustrialize and gain control over the middle classes. Okay? So that's what's going on. Now, how do you explain that to some liberal? You walk up to them, they're not really a liberal, they're believing a false corporate fraud paradigm they've downloaded, basically. If you walk up and say global warming's bull, they immediately think you're George Bush attacking Iran and Iraq, lying and torturing and getting rid of the Fourth Amendment. See, by Bush coming out and saying he was against the greenhouse gas taxes while he actually put them all in place, what he was able to do, that then made Europe and liberals here think, my God, Bush lies about everything else. It must be real. I better get behind this. Just like when conservatives would see Bill Clinton handing over ports to the communist Chinese military, they would freak out and think, my God, Republicans must be good, and then run join them. See, that's how the left-right paradigm works. The left feeds the right feeds the left in their fear, keeping the two groups separate but combined into the same false paradigm tied up together. And so Republican policies reinforce the left, and Democratic liberal policies reinforce the right, whether it's in Germany or England or the U.S. or Australia, it doesn't matter. This is a dialectic. This is a system of control. And so everybody sees real environmental problems, people dying of cancer when they're 15 years old everywhere. Leukemia is way up, all these other things way up, autism, people unhealthy, all these new diseases, all these toxicities, all these Superfund sites, and then they hear the solution's a global tax, and they say, my God, I'm for it. How do you approach somebody and go, look, here's how the trick works. Bush comes out against it, and then you know he's a bad guy and wrong on every other policy, so you think, oh my gosh, it must be good. I'm for a global warming tax. You see, just like Bush is so bad, well, the left all must be good, so maybe gun control's good if Bush is against it. But in reality, he tripled the size of the BATF and is coming after your guns. You see, this is why you've got to get out of the left-right paradigm. We're not going to save the environment, and it's in trouble, folks, unless we can not let them co-opt us into their false solution of taxing greenhouse gases. I hope all of this is getting through to you, okay? They're going to tax your breathing while they engineer grasses, oaks, every food plant, every animal, crossing it with other insects and other animals, hundreds of human hybrids, goat hybrids, pig hybrids, cow hybrids, horse hybrids, dog hybrids, jellyfish humanoid hybrids. I mean, type in human-animal hybrid into Google and all the National Geographic, AP, Reuters, BBC. You tell the person on the street that they don't believe it exists because they've been taught to fear carbon dioxide, not cross-species hybrids that give rise to superviruses that then go into bacteria and give you super-mutated bacteria already killing bees, killing trees, killing the ocean, mutating plankton. I mean, this is... Oh, my God. Oh, but we can't worry about something real. We can't worry about overfishing. We can't worry about anything real or chopping down rainforest. We've just got to tax carbon dioxide. All right. We're going to Bob Chapman, and I got all this other news here. He'll be with us for the rest of the show until about 45 after next hour. Your calls are coming up, I promise, at 1-800-259-9231 on any issue with Bob Chapman, but especially the economy. Bob, I want you to recap what we've seen happen the last week with Indy Bank, with Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and then walk us through the basics. Recap the basics and then look at what solutions to this would be, but we know that's not going to happen, so where this is going to go. And so we can't have big solutions to fix the major problems, which you say is too late, and I agree, but to have a softer landing than what we can do individually. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, thank you for joining us. And if you'd like, you can comment on the environmental rant I was just engaging in.
No, I thought you covered it brilliantly. Some of the things that you spoke about, I wasn't aware of. And I think you've got a great grasp on it. And I think the listeners should be happy that you're able to present it in a concise form that way. As far as what's going on in the financial markets, we can reach back almost a year now. When the exposure came, there was a credit crisis. Needless to say, it had been building for the last couple of years prior to that. And since then, they've really accomplished very little in solving that crisis. We've seen commercial and residential real estate fall in value in degrees, depending upon where you are and how much your real estate went up. We've seen a tremendous fraud uncovered with the sale of mortgage bonds called CDOs and SIVs, and the mislabeling them of AAA when in fact they were BBB, with a difference between a 10 and a 4. And now we're starting to see the falling out of banking structure. We saw the financial assassination of Bear Stearns. They never had to go under. That was the machinations of those on Wall Street in conjunction with the Federal Reserve, which Wall Street owns. And we then saw a beginnings of institutions going under, and that came with the mortgage companies first, and then there was some 235 or 50 of them that went down. Then that was followed by IndyMac. IndyMac happened on Friday after the close of the market. That's usually when they do those things. And they've known for a long time that there was a serious problem there, just like they did with Countrywide. And they had one of their shareholders, Bank of America, step in and buy Countrywide. And by the looks of things, the purchase of Countrywide may end up taking Bank of America down in time as well. And so IndyMac is, like Countrywide, become emblematic of the decline of particularly residential housing. And it's got a long way to go. I saw a couple of articles that said in the last couple of days, especially one today in the Chicago Tribune, relating that the subprime Alta mortgage problem will be over this month. Not in their wildest dreams. That particular segment of the market has got until the end of next June to go, and all during that period it's going to be nasty. On top of that,
Bob, stop there. I didn't want to interrupt you because I wanted you to go over all this, but that was in my list of things to ask. This is the same group that told us 6 months ago with Bear Stearns that this was the end of the downturn, and they knew the whole time because I was reading, you know, some of their internal stuff that leaks out. They were saying, get ready for curtains. Meanwhile, they're telling the people everything's great. That makes them lose more confidence, doesn't it? Doesn't that make the people trust them even less, that the fact that they can never tell us the truth? Doesn't that deepen the crises?
Yes, it does, and it brings more people to recognition of what's going on, and it also...
So why do they lie?
Because they have no other choice. They have just decimated the financial and economic system through their greed more than anything else, and they also want to, as you explained when you talked about environmentalism, that they want to denude the Western nations of manufacturing capability so they can handle them better, bring them down to a lower level. And it's the same thing in the financial and economic overall sphere. And so we're looking at all these fallouts, and what if from here on out you're probably going to see a few hundred banks go under, maybe even more. And the FDIC is $50 billion, $52 billion in round figures. And this buyout saving of IndyMac is going to cost somewhere around $6 or $8 billion. So it's a good chunk of the money that they had. And I noticed that, and they didn't say how, but they said those who had more than $100,000 in their accounts would be compensated in time. I don't know whether it's this century or the next, but anyway, we've been telling people to take any monies out of banks that were over $100,000 and to think twice about even keeping $100,000 in a bank, because I think many of them, because of this toxic waste in the form of mortgage bonds that they're holding and other loans as well, and credit card loans and everything else, that many, many banks are going to be under pressure.
That's a good question, Bob. How do you analyze your bank? Because they all lie so much in their financials. How do you analyze if a bank's a good place to have your dollar, which is already being stolen by inflation?
Well, there are services that do that, and we have one that we recommend to people, and they charge a small fee, which I think is understandable and worthwhile, to find out what their rating on such and such a bank is. But I think the main thing is that you don't want to have a lot of cash around, and you know, unless you got a business or something like that. And even if you got a business, if you're using a bank, you're going to have to use several banks. If you've got like a half a million, you should have five accounts with $100,000 each in them, just to protect yourself. And people who don't need a great cash flow or money sitting there behind them, I think they should be considering gold and silver related assets. And for those who already have a lot of those or don't want any, the only alternative I can see is Swiss franc government bonds. and they yield 2-2.5% the strongest currency in the world, and they do have enough gold to back their currency if they choose to again, and so that is that alternative. So I don't have many things to offer, just gold and silver related assets in those bonds. And there's not many places to go. I think the stock market's going lower. I think interest rates are going higher in the real interest rate market.
Well, Bob, I was thinking about this.
Bonds will go down.
You said here in late 2007, you said in the seventh month, and that's now what we're in, you said in July you'll see banks start going under. And I get confused. I mean, I know you're the expert. That's why I get confused. But you're saying it's going to take longer, a couple more years for the depression to hit, but then you were right on about the earnings coming in, the news coming in now, this happening now. I just don't see this going out another 2.5 years.
Well, I know you don't, and I think it's because you probably haven't been doing this for 50 years, and you gain patience. And not only that, you recognize the power that the Illuminati has. I mean, they control the purse strings of the entire world. And they're fighting to stay alive. They're fighting to keep the system going, and they're gonna draw it out as long as they can, or until a time is reached when they want it to go down.
And drawing it out makes it worse for us, doesn't it?
No, it makes it worse for everybody, because all those guys.
I tell you, we're gonna
money...
skip this break, Bob. Stay there. We're gonna talk to Bob.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With drinking made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Days have found us. Strange days have tried to
Rich Evans, our guest. We just did a behind-the-scenes discussion for the InfoWars.com viewers. His website is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, and you can go there and get a free digital copy of it. It comes out twice a week, twice a month for hard copies. Before he leaves us, we'll give you the toll-free number to get that. Before we go back to Bob, I want to thank some of our sponsors. In the next hour, we're taking your calls for Bob that make this radio show possible. One of them is Interfood. They are the best green food I found out there, bar none. Interfood Botanicals has a whole line of great vitamins and nutrients. Really what they are is whole foods, though, that are unpasteurized in a concentrated form in their mainline product, their number one product. That's the Interfood. It's a green food. You put two little scoops in your orange juice or apple juice every morning. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, and 14 other super food ingredients. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. It's just great stuff. Go to InfoWars.com. Link through right there on the Interfood.com banner, because when you link through there, you get 10% off because you're an Alex Jones listener, a listener to my radio show, or a visitor to InfoWars.com. You can also give them a call toll-free. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off, 1-866-762-9238. That number, again, 1-866-762-9238. Now, I know you're holding. You want to talk to Bob Chapman. That's coming up early in the next hour. But right now, in the minutes we've got left, Bob, you are continuing to walk through the fact that this is going to bring everybody down. You agree with the Financial Times of London, you know, saying that this even endangers the overarching order of things. They meant this to be the debt pit to capture us. How did they create a weapon, a debt weapon, that now threatens to envelop them?
Well, I think they, and they've done this before, they overestimated what they could accomplish. And then, in addition to that, they were very, very surprised at the mess that the Bush administration and Blair and now Gordon Brown administration in London made of Iraq and Afghanistan. It's just, you know, to quote Brzezinski a couple of years ago, he said, I mean, this is a nightmare. I mean, you know, with all the work we did on this thing, and these guys have made a mess out of it, it set back the timetable for world government by 30 years. He later said 50. And I'm happy about that. But how did they get in the mess they're in? Those are the two factors. They reach too far beyond. And you got to remember, one of the real problems that they have is they are very, very arrogant people. They think they're the lords of the world, the heads of the universe, if you might. And they are prone to make those kind of silly mistakes, because they have a lot of people working with them 24/7 all over the world, because they have endless supplies of wealth, working on their plans for the future. And then, of course, Brzezinski and Kissinger and people like that take those plans and put them together and shape them into policy for these people. And which you've said, Alex, you can find all this. All you have to do is be willing to read and do research. I mean, Foreign Affairs is the house organ of the Council on Foreign Relations. I was a subscriber since 1960. And what they're going to do, they just print it right out and tell you.
Bob.
And it's part of that arrogance.
We got a break for 60, 70 seconds. We're going to come back with the fourth and final hour with Bob Chapman and your phone calls. We're going to talk about the Iran situation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To all the police, all the military, all the government people, the general public listening, everything that the Patriots have talked about, everything we've talked about here has come true and happened. You know in your gut we're telling you the truth. You know we're in deep trouble. Everybody has this feeling of dread, this great concern. The media tells you that's your sixth sense worried about Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. But you know the dread is of what's happening economically and militarily. Your call's coming up the next segment. Bob Chapman, our guest, the largest in the past gold and silver broker in the world, the largest newsletter in the world, and retired. He's back in the last few years, I guess six, seven, 8 years now, with the International Forecaster. And we're honored that he spends so much time with us each week during these crises. He's one of our best experts we have on, one of many, but they all seem to be agreeing on the basics. But his insight is even deeper than most, and because he also worked in military intelligence before he got into the financials. Bob, this is a quick segment, as you know, but I'm going to skip it for behind-the-scenes listeners, so we'll go straight through into the next segment and take calls. Iran. Bush said Friday, and I've got it right here, Times of London. He said, I support Israel going ahead and hitting Iran. Publicly said, go ahead and hit them. The Israelis are massing aircraft inside Iraq. Huge provocation. And it looks like that Ray McGovern and others are right, that it's a go sometime in September or October as an October surprise. Why are they planning to do this?
Well, I think the main reason is to detract people's minds away from the economic and financial problems that not only beset the United States but the world. Because when, you know, the doggy, which is the United States, wags its tail, all the world thunders and quakes and trembles economically and financially. And so I think it is a move, just like Iran and Afghanistan were, to get people looking in the other direction. I once met a man from Israel, and I said, aren't you concerned about the economic climate that's there? And he said, no, I'm more concerned about whether I'm going to get killed or not. And so if you've got these wars going on, people are going to be thinking, well, gee, what's next, the draft? Maybe I'll have to go do that. And so that's one of the reasons. Of course, they want Iran's oil. Israel wants to expand, and they want Iran to be neutralized, just like they wanted Iraq neutralized. And of course, there's the oil production, which the Western oil companies would like to get their hands on. And that is clouded by the fact that Iran has treaties with and agreements with China and Russia. And the question is, are they going to get involved? I would think that if anybody did, Russia might. And, you know, Israel, if they attack, might get a surprise. They may be facing Russia as well as Iran. And I don't know that, but it could happen.
It could escalate.
And escalate. And also, Russia has said yesterday that they are contemplating now, even though Poland has backed out of the missile deal, putting them, those missiles, ostensibly to shoot down Iranian rockets, when in fact it was to threaten Russia. They said, you know, if you go ahead somewhere over there and you do that, we're going to target all of the major cities in Western Europe, just like they did during the Cold War.
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, think about the rhetoric we're hearing. Even in the Cold War, they never threatened to nuke us, and they've had their top foreign minister and others say, we may go ahead if you even put missiles in these countries, we may go ahead and hit them. I mean, Russia doesn't just make threats. They never have.
They do it. And they're very bright people. You know, almost all the time I spent in counterintelligence was working against them in the KGB, the NKVD, and Stasi, and other units as well. And that was a long time ago. It was 50 years ago. But still, my experience has been that they're formidable opponents.
Oh, Bob Shatman. Just amazing. We're going to talk behind the scenes for 3 minutes for the InfoWars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to come back and go right to your calls with Bob Shatman.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline. Buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket, and you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, or do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So to be clear, Bob, do you think they're really going to hit Iran, A? And if they are, part A, you know, the second part of the question A, will they precipitate a staged terror event to blame it on Iran?
Well, number one, I think the possibility of conflict is even money. Again, we're not behind the scenes, so we know that something very well could happen and might very well happen. On the other hand, maybe it won't. So I just don't know. I did know 2 years ago that they would not. And about maybe 4 or 5 months ago, I changed my mind and I said it's a 50-50 chance. I don't know. And I just don't have enough intelligence.
Well, the worsening economic straits... I mean, remember, the stock market started going down, and then they staged 9/11 to kind of be an emotional rally around the flag opiate. And, I mean, do you agree with me? I mean, I believe from the evidence that worsening economic straits encourages them to go ahead and attack.
Well, you got a very valid point. It's a very important thing to them to misdirect people. And that does push the odds from perhaps even money to 60-40, 60 that it would happen, or maybe 70-30. Again, because we're not on the inside, we don't know, but those are probably the odds now because of the crumbling of the markets and the terrible problems of bankruptcies that we're seeing in the United States and in Western Europe. They tried today to keep the market up. We've got about an hour to go, 50 minutes, and the Dow is coming unglued again. And, you know, every time it does that, they come in the market to try to keep it up, to holding off, you know, the inevitable problem of lower prices. Now, lower prices are very important to them that they don't happen because the market is the last vestige, the stock market, of anything that is pliable that will stand up for you, and that's not happening anymore. The market has broken down from a fundamental and a technical base, and it should have broken down a long time ago, but it is now. And so that adds fuel to the fire to have Israel and the United States go in and attack Iran. But again, will the Russians get involved? If they do, you get a third world war and it'll go nuclear. And Europe, the United States, Russia will have all kinds of casualties.
Well, I agree with you that it's a 60-40. If there was any sanity within the elite, it'd be a zero chance. But the boldness to carry out a complex op like 9/11 shows these are very, very reckless, arrogant people, and it shows they're into stuff that's spectacular. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't be in worse straits. I mean, Bush has been totally unstable and a nice puppet for the elite, but now we face Barack Obama and John McCain, both of them equally as bad. But this is another strike against Obama. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Politico reporting, and they're a good source of news, a cabinet-level position, which if cabinet is in the succession, I believe that violates the Constitution with foreign-born being in the succession line for president. Arnold, a very dangerous person, just insane with power lust. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said in an interview aired Sunday that he would be open to an idea of serving as energy czar in Barack Obama's administration. Of course, he ran in California on the advisory panel, the Enron scamming, and then posed and ran on a platform of fighting Enron. He's a very corrupt individual. I mean, just another example of who could imagine a comic book series where we'd be looking at 2008 with a son of a Nazi who says he wants to be a Nazi dictator, who's in gay porn, running around with some guy whose dad's a Muslim named Hussein Barack Obama, with a nutcase Manchurian candidate who wants our guns for the Republican. I mean, this is insane.
It's pure madness. Only in America. It's just incredible. And, you know, the people who sit back and say, well, I'd rather have him than that guy over there, but they don't notice that they're both totally unqualified, and one's a Marxist and the other's a fascist. Well, we got two fascists and one Marxist. It's madness.
Arnold went on ABC's This Week. He said it on television. With Stephanopoulos, that he wants to give something back being energy czar. I mean, Arnold made hundreds of millions just in the little council he was in running scams with Enron. It's just incredible. And he's going to run around pushing carbon taxes and tattletale squads. And, oh, my God, we're in a lot of trouble, Bob Chapman.
Well, those tattletale squads are really, really something that I don't listen to your program all the time, so I don't know how much you've covered it. But they've got police and firefighters and paramedics and other people who are out among the public who are employed by government in one form or another. They are now training them to look for suspicious things. In other words, let's spy on everybody.
And that's the Stasi.
And it is just dreadful. I mean, it can't get any worse than that.
And by the way,
it's
folks,
neighbor against neighbor, child against parents, and so on.
Well, and in fact, they give children money to spy on their parents. And they have these neighborhood FBI meetings now for 6.5 years. They say, come to the meeting to fight Al-Qaeda. And you show up and they say, okay, this is a week-long course. You're fighting Al-Qaeda. And then it's like an hour on Al-Qaeda. And the rest is your neighbor have pot plants? Did they spank their kids? And it's all how to get people in the system. I mean, this is insane. I mean, Bob, this is what you fought when you were in intelligence, isn't it? I mean, isn't this classical tyranny?
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the Stasi, and that's exactly what they did. And now we're finding out who worked for them, and they were supposed to be good guys, and they were really bad guys. But, you know, the Cold War was another giant scam. And I, like many, many other people in the 1950s and 60s, got sucked in by it. I mean, we didn't know. I didn't know then. And I made a mistake, like many people did. But we know today. And that's why, at my age, I continue to try to transmit the information to people that they need to look into this. They got to know about it. They have to know the things that are really affecting their lives.
And by stage, it's compartmentalized. You were fighting a real war with their operatives, but at the highest levels, we were giving them the nukes, the food, the money, letting them take over countries, because we couldn't be the bad guys then. The bankers had to have somebody to go around and murder middle classes, but now we're going to be the bad guys.
I think you're right.
It's totally
it's
sick.
Quite frankly, in Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, the Russians are the good guys.
It's incredible. Let's take calls here. And, of course, they're all just interplaying the parts for the bankers. Roman in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello, Alex. This is Roman from California calling from InfoWars, California. Since you brought up Arnold Schwarzenegger, I just want to take everybody back to 1846 in the California Black Belt Flag Revolt.
Do me a favor. Turn your radio off. This is really blaring.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, you killed it. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, 1846, California, General Vallejo, instilling tyranny, trying to steal the gold republic, and here we have Governor Schwarzenegger running around doing stuff that's 100 times worse.
Absolute
crook.
And
nobody does anything about it.
I hear you. Bob Chapman, I mean, again, I mean, we know he's a puppet, but I mean, having some arrogant know-it-all prance around and rob everybody, it's disgusting.
And, you know, again, it's back to the same thing. The public aren't paying attention. If they don't care, there's no evidence. If they do care, there's no evidence of it. I recognized some of the major problems in California where I lived for 36 years in the early 1990s, and I said, I got to get out of here. Because the tax base was eroding. They were overwhelmed with people who didn't pay taxes at all. And the economy continued to deteriorate, and most people couldn't see that.
Yep.
It's getting people to do things, and that's what the gentleman is asking. And we're full circle. We're doing what we can do. I just hope they listen.
Well, Roman, thanks for the call. Let me just ask this question of you, Bob. We know they've tripled the amount of police. The bureaucracies are growing at a record pace as we're bankrupt. There's cops everywhere writing tickets. Literally every couple months, new tax authorities show up out of nowhere at my business demanding new taxes, trying to force their way in to look at everything and look at our books with no judge, no warrant, and they're doing it to everybody, not just me. I'm in Texas. It's worse than other states. I mean, what's the breaking point? When we all go bankrupt, they'll just be bureaucrats literally sticking straws in our arteries, sucking our blood? I mean, how far does this go? How long till our backs break?
Well, until the people say, I won't put up with it anymore, and they'll revolt, and that's why you have revolutions. And in most countries, people can't revolt, or their chances of success are very small. But there's 450 million weapons in the United States, and there's at least 50 million people who know how to use them very, very well. And all you need is maybe 4 or 5 million people throughout the country to challenge.
Are you kidding? 100,000 highly motivated would. I mean, you know, the security forces now are all about keeping themselves safe. They would. I mean, they will run and hide in bunkers with their tails between their legs instantly. It's a total paper tiger.
I hope it doesn't come to that, but you could very well be right. And
well, the problem
the
is they're going to use nerve
motivated.
Gas. The problem is the central government has said they're going to use nerve gas and just kill everybody. That's right, cops. If there's actually a civil war, they're going to nerve gas you with us. Hope you enjoy flopping around for 10 seconds while you die like a fish out of water. Your God is going to nerve gas you. Stay there. I want to skip the break with Bob Chapman.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 14, 2008. Gold opened at $962.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $989.81, $487.40 for half ounce, and $243.70 for quarter ounce. That's $989.81, $487.40, $243.70.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Okay, back to your phone calls with Bob Chapman. Zaina in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
My name is Zaynab, and I'm a representative of a movement that started in Georgia that it joins people to good and forbids the wrong. The name of my group is Balawa Dawin, G-O-I, Guardians of Islam. And our founder would like to speak to you and hold a convention with you if that's possible. If you can take my information and give the brother a call at your earliest convenience, that would be perfect.
Well, let me give that to John. He'll put you on hold here in a moment. Do you have anything to say about what you've been hearing from Governor Ventura and Bob Chapman and others?
Yes. Well, I am African-American, and it's no surprise that our government has been corrupt for a long time. But facing the current dangers of everyone that's starving and hurt, I think it's time for us to really start focusing on what we can do to better America. That's why I called, so we can start introducing you to some people that's, I guess, of other nationalities and around the world as Muslims.
All right, thank you. John, get her contact info. I'm always happy to have folks on the show. I don't know about conventions or travel. I'm so tied down. I'm going to 9/11 in New York. I'm going to Denver to cover that melee. And so we'll see what happens there. But thank you, Zaina. Jeremy in Kentucky, you're on the air with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Hello, Alex and Mr. Chapman. Hey, I have a quick question and a comment, if I could, about Mr. Ventura after the question.
Okay.
I understand the economic situation we're in, and I'm not trying to turn this into a spiritual question. I need to kind of know the initiative here. Is, you know, if you believe in God at all or if you're a Christian, you know that in the end, the good always wins. What is their drive to do all this when they know that their master is going to lose?
Well, number one, we cover the info on what you do with it is your decision. And I want to get Bob's response to the important question you've asked about what is their drive. There are some people who are sadistic, sociopathic. They tend to be sadistic psychopaths that are at the highest ranks. They've always got to have more. Caesar runs up to the ocean. He goes across and conquers, Albion or England. They've always got to have more. They're hyper-competitive to an insane level, and they also like to be cruel. And so they don't believe in God. They don't believe in helping their species. They are out for them. They are cancer cells in the body politic. Bob Chapman?
Cancer cells upon the entire peoples of the earth. And basically it's Satan versus God. And it boils just down to that, good versus evil. And that's why we do what we do, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. And in the final analysis, people will realize, because it is going to come to that, and it's not too far away.
Well, you know, people ask why I do what I do. I burn with passion and desire to warn people. I get mad at myself because I don't work hard enough. I'm not eloquent enough. I can't articulate my understanding clear enough. And, I burn with desire to warn people. I burn to reach new people. I burn to warn people. And it's because at an instinctive level, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, I know what comes around goes around. And I know at an instinctive level, I can intellectually reason it out, and then you reap what you sow is a scientific fact. I can intellectually, in the geopolitical realm, show you how it is a fact. But just instinctively, I know killing a million Iraqis in the last 7 years, last 5.5 years, killing 3 million of them conservatively in the last 18, that is a great evil done in my country's name. That besmirches my forefathers and besmirches my children in the future, and that there's a law in the universe. We're going to be hurt because of this. We're going to pay for this, and not just when we die, folks. You pay in this life, and so I'm trying to rectify that. My instincts, Bob Chapman. Do you see the point I'm making?
Absolutely, and it's the same desire I have. I won't take it. I'm competitive enough that I must stop them from what they're doing, because what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah, there's a term, crime against humanity. This is a crime against our species. Does that answer your question, Jeremy?
Yeah, I guess so. I just I had a quick statement about Jesse, if I could just make
a
statement
ahead.
Real quick. I am a soldier. I'm not a former soldier. I'm actually still stationed in the United States, and I'm active duty. And most soldiers are good people, you know. They're fathers, they're sons, they're husbands. And I tell you what, they won't tell you, but we're all wore out, you know. And I've been studying all this stuff. I've listened to you for a year. I just got back from Iraq about a month ago, and I listened to you almost the entire time I was here over the internet, and you were my only source of entertainment. And I gotta give it to you, Alex. You know, it takes courage to do everything that we all do together.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold you over through this break for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers with Bob Chapman. Then final segment with Bob Chapman. Take a few more calls and then get his basic economic analysis, any other key points he wants to make. I'm going to try to get him back on later in the week as this develops. TheInternationalForecaster.com is an invaluable source of information. Final segment with Bob straight ahead. But Jeremy, stay there. We're going to let you talk to Bob behind the scenes. Here we go.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Listen, the world's a real place. You can't live in decadence forever. We're going into very hard times, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, including people in this movement, need to have a gut check, need to put out the maximum effort right now against the New World Order. I thought Ventura would definitely run. It didn't sound good when he kept hinting about, well, don't get mad at me if I don't run. Alex, I'll do another interview with you before I go back to Mexico. If he's going to run for the Senate, he's not going to be going back to Mexico. Where so many people are running to, and we'll find out tonight on Larry King. Bob Chapman, we were just talking for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because we do some of behind-the-scenes talking, talking to that Special Forces officer that just came back, and his commander just hung himself. And we have record suicides In fact, I saw a report. It is 14 times any previous suicide numbers. 14 times. I mean, they are killing themselves en masse. And even men, when it's a righteous war, tend to break down a good percentage of them. Or they die young of heart attacks, or they're real reckless. You know, I had a lot of veterans in my family, and they were old guys, and you'd see them. They were always ready to get in a fight with somebody, always macho, not a fake macho, reckless, you know, crazy. And that was one tour. Imagine five tours. Imagine three tours. Bob, I mean, one tour would fry most people in combat. Three tours in combat? I mean, again, it's just the elite's breaking all their own rules, Bob. They're doing things that are destroying their own power base.
Well, I think you're right about that, and you're also right about the tours and the breakdown of the individual, and it doesn't matter how smart or how unsmart you are. It affects everybody. It's an emotional thing. And for anybody that's ever been in combat, they know that you never want to be there again. And when you're asked to go three times, that's a little much. And so you're right. They are breaking down the structure that they've created, this essentially mercenary force. And because there's no draft involved, maybe there's a better word for it, but they call it a volunteer force. And, you know, that's a tough way to make a living in make-believe wars where the president has to lie to get us into a war to kill over a million people. And it's just terrible. I do a program on Friday with Drew Raines, and most of the listeners are active and retired military people, and I do it because of that. I'm a veteran myself, and most of the Marines and Navy. But we get a lot of people listening from the State Department, and it's amazing the things that go on. I don't know if I've ever told you, but they told me on the program from the State Department that all of the embassies have a copy of my report every time it comes out. And Washington is very upset that I am printing what I'm printing. And so, Alex, we are getting to them, believe me.
Oh, listen, I know. I found out 5 years ago. I mean, photographs that entire councils of the Diet have their interns boiling down my radio shows, giving them video clips, watching my films. I mean, the Japanese government is, and think of the responsibility. I'm just some 34-year-old guy who's been hardcore doing this for 13 years, studying it before that. And I'm a loudmouth, I go off the handle, the rest of it. But, I mean, the responsibility of that, and I know, Bob, a lot of elites check out what you're writing and saying. When I had State Department people on me and FBI and Army intelligence on me, I'd finally say, look, I know you coming up asking me questions. I know you're with the government. And they'd say, well, Alex, we're just following what to my face, you know, when nobody was around me, that we're just doing what the commander-in-chief tells us. And I said, is there nothing you won't do? And he goes, well, look, we don't like it either. But, I mean, I had the goons following me going, well, we don't like this either. And, I mean, they weren't just saying that. They looked like a pile of crap. I mean, you know, they looked like they felt like they were a pile of dog crap. And I hate to talk like that. These were big men. But they know they're bad. They know they're working for the bad side. They know, don't they, Bob?
They certainly do. They certainly do. And when they can stop people like you and I, or even get us incarcerated, they think, well, maybe I'll get a promotion. I mean, that's what their mindset is.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell
disgusting.
Them something. All you're going to get is bad luck, and that isn't some physical threat. You are foolish if you don't know that when you do bad things, and that means especially messing with somebody who's putting the truth out, that the universe doesn't like that, do they, Bob?
They certainly don't. And they're going to pay. And how that'll happen, I don't know. And, you know, it's really not my place to make sure that they get payback for what they're doing. There's other forces that will take care of that.
That's right. That's how it works. A few final calls. Let's talk to Chris in Montreal, Canada, then Tony and Peggy. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Bob. Good afternoon. First, it's just a couple comments. I hope I'm not too off topic. First, I'd like to say that Truth Rising is excellent. It's excellent. The cinematography, the score, it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. But my question was about legal militias. Do they still exist? I know that in the States and in Canada, a lot of the militias have been absorbed either into the National Guard or in Canada, the reserves, but I'm not really 100% clear on it, and I feel
that's the organized. Okay, well, let me tell you real fast. The organized militia wasn't set up until 1906 as the National Guards. All the Federalist Papers, all the court cases, I mean, that's why a sheriff could deputize. But you had to do what he said. That was an instant draft by the elected representative. Could say, you're coming with me. Somebody just killed, you know, some kid. Just raped some girl. We're going to chase him if it's across five states. And there was no jurisdiction. They went after him. So that's when the people were the government. Now there's the mistrust of the corrupt government of the people. So militias are totally legal, totally lawful. It is your right and duty, 18 to 49. And in during emergencies, they can call people out even 65. The governor, the county commissioners, the sheriff, the city cannot call out the militia. It's a state function and through state chartered institutions. But the problem is they infiltrate militias when people try to set them up, and then feds even try to become leaders to then put send everybody to prison, planting pipe bombs on their property to then scare anybody from forming militias. But we're all militias. A man owning a firearm is a militia. You want to explain this to him, Bob?
No, I think you've covered it fully. You know, that's just the way it is, and the government has done that, and they've tried to do that to me several times. In fact, they've gone to friends of mine and told them that they want them to give all the information they can and spy upon me, and I didn't know it until years later. Of course, he didn't do that, and before he died, he told me that they had come and threatened him and so on and so forth, and so they do those things.
Well, yeah, I'm fully aware of the undermining of any effort like this. Yeah, and like I said, I was just wondering if, I mean, I know they're illegal, but they've been demonized and,
Second Amendment
Montana
is...
Montana militia is renowned for being these kooks, but I know what a militia is. I know they're not nuts, and I was just wondering why this isn't happening more en masse. Like, you would think that as many organized militias as you can and as many places would be very... Like
Chris, let me move on and explain what happened. The militia movement had state representatives behind it. Oklahoma passed an anti-UN law and called out the militia. Then the feds went in there and blew a federal building to kingdom come to blame it on the militia. People would try to form militias, and then feds would infiltrate and provocateur. I mean, I've gone out to pro-Second Amendment meetings that the government here considers a militia, and we had feds come to it and locals and say, let's blow things up and kill police, and then we'd follow them out in the parking lot, and they thought we were so dumb, they were driving unmarked police cars, and then we'd follow the cop home, and he'd say, leave me alone, okay, I was just spying on you. I mean, they spy on anti-war groups. They're criminal dirtbags. And the point is that when they attack your Second Amendment right, that's an attack on the militia, okay? The militia is you being armed and having a few of your friends you've known for your lifetime saying, we're not going to a FEMA camp, and if anybody tries to take us and our family, we're going to stick together. That's a militia, okay? Bob, do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, folks, let me tell you what's valuable. Storable foods, water filters, skills, firearms, the willingness to defend yourself. Okay, and if enough of us it's like porcupines. Wolves, leave them alone. We're not looking for trouble. I mean, I think our flag ought to be a porcupine. We're like, do not mess with us. Just leave us alone. And we're purely defensive. But I don't like shooting my mouth off. The point is if they try to put you in labor camps, take your kids, you don't have a choice at that point, folks. Bob?
I agree completely. Absolutely, and I preach it on the air all the time, and I'm one of the few newsletter writers, and you're a personality on radio, that come out and say such things. There's only a handful of people that got the guts to do it.
Well, it's real simple. It is a moral right and a duty, if they try to take you and your families to camps, to resist that with lethal force. And all the federal rulings say that. When the government is engaging in crime, I don't care if they say crime's legal. You have a right and duty to protect yourself. And I don't know how they've drummed the instincts out of so many men and women to let them take your children and the rest of it. When you lay down like cowards, folks, they win, okay? We don't have a choice. and quit pushing. I mean, I'm just telling people in government, you're in the wrong. You're not God. And oh my God.
And there is consequences.
Now there are consequences, folks. I'm not happy about this. This is the real world. Peggy in PA, and then Arion in the Netherlands. Go ahead, Peggy. No, Tony in Australia. We got to move fast. Tony in Australia. Go ahead.
You there, Alex?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to ring and say that I thought it was important for Governor Ventura to get into politics. You need a bit of sanity in government over there, and I think you'd be just perfect for the job. A few things I wanted to mention. You keep on predicting what will happen in America. They're already happening here. They means test pensions. If you've saved up a little money, you either don't get the pension or they reduce it. They're using the military to police Aboriginal settlements in the outback. And they're going to bring in carbon trading in 2010 with not very adequate explanation. Illegal aliens are put into detention camps in the outback. They can't get adequate medical attention for their children. And the list just goes on and on and on. So what you're predicting is already happening.
That's right. The Australian government, there was a real Crocodile Dundee. He looked just like the guy in the movie. And what was it, in 1998, he wouldn't turn his guns in. They came out to his house and murdered him.
Well, I would believe it.
They've almost completely disarmed you guys out there, and they're CPSing your children for no reason. Yeah, I'm fully aware Australia is really bad now.
Yeah. And the Pope is visiting this week, and they've basically introduced martial law in Sydney to control the population. You're not allowed to wear certain T-shirts in case it upsets people, that type of thing.
Yeah, they're getting you used to no free speech, no nothing, yeah.
Yeah, so what in effect is happening is that they've got all the procedures now in place, and what people don't realize is if they can use the military to control Aboriginal settlements, if they can put illegal aliens in detention camps and not provide adequate medical attention for the children, they can do it to anybody.
No, that's absolutely right, sir. And call me back again. I want to hear more from you. We've got to go because Bob's got to go in just a moment. I've got some final news that's very important I want to cover. Bob, I mean, he said it all right there, and he's right. In England, in Australia, it is classical tyranny now where they're even arresting mainstream reporters now. I mean, it's getting bad.
Yeah, and you can't even take your children to school unless you've been cleared and it's proven you're not a criminal. And very often, they will assign a criminal background to somebody who's not criminal, and then you have to go fight them to prove that you are not a criminal.
Yeah, the government...
It's unbelievable.
Folks, the government went rogue. That happens 9 times out of 10. It happened here. Folks, you can't screw around anymore. They've built camps. They got people working for them. Every criminal you can... They're openly hiring felons. Sheriff's departments all over the U.S. are hiring felons, not just the military now. I mean, the government's criminal. End of story. Two final calls real fast. Let's go to Arion in the Netherlands. I want to go to them first. Go ahead, Arion.
Hi, Alex. This is Arion Blauw calling from the Netherlands. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would like to thank you for all those years. I've been listening for more than 7 years now, dating the pre-9/11 area. I was amazed when you were doing the prediction in June of that year. I want to just move on quickly towards the emergency food. Here in Holland, the New World Order has taken over, all but taken over. You know, it's a lot of stuff that is being placed on the internet. People are no longer free. There's so much stuff that is happening right now, and people are just sleeping while they should be preparing. Last week, I just ordered a large stack of food for at efoodsdirect.com, and we are just, I've been busy from 2004 to prepare a big retreat for people to go away from Europe into South Africa, to live off the grid over there. It's something that we've been working on for years and years, and finally it seems to give off some fruit. And I believe, you know, that Iran is going to be bombed. I've got some information. Bob is not sure, I understand. You know, Bob, I respect you very much, your analysis. I respect it awfully, a lot. But I do see in Daniel 8 that first Iraq was going to be bombed, and later on Iran will be bombed, and Israel will take much of the brunt of that attack that is yet to come.
Well, I know this. All the rich billionaire Jews are leaving. Call me back tomorrow. The show's almost over. I got to end it right there. We'll get to Peggy in the final segment if we have time. Sorry, Peggy can't talk to Bob Chapman. I wanted to plug the internationalforecaster.com. If people want to get a free hard copy of it, what number do they call to get a sample copy, Bob?
800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Or they can go to the site, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Bob, I tell you what, you've got about three more minutes. Let me hold you through, into this behind-the-scenes break, but at least folks watching on the web and on TV at PrisonPlanet.tv can hear me go to Peggy. We're going to come back in the final segment with a recap of some newly developed financial news. The banks, the private Federal Reserve, dumping our tax money in, you're going to fit the bill, can't even prop the stock market up. I want to get Bob's take on that and then talk to Peggy for three more minutes, then we'll come back in the final segment. Right here on the one, the only GCN radio network. Don't forget, we've redesigned PrisonPlanet.com. How do we get more people to tune in and find out the truth? I'm not risking my life for nothing here. You tell them how to listen on the web, shortwave, and AM and FM, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
All right, final segment. Folks, retransmission starts with Jesse Ventura for more than an hour. Key economic analysis where I cover the news in the first hour and what we're facing starts on the web only at InfoWars.com. The next few hours for PrisonPlanet.tv members will have the Jesse Ventura video posted. I want to spend 4 minutes with Ted Anderson. I had him on for about 5 minutes in the first hour, too. Ted is selling gold and silver that he bought, that he locked in this morning before it went up by $15+. Gold and silver. And Ted literally makes no money on this. He pays the brokers like 2% to take the order. But Ted's doing this to introduce you to metals, physically holding them. And it's because you're my listeners. You're going to pay $970-something if you buy gold anywhere right now. But Ted has it locked in, and it's somewhat numismatic. It has collector value, the coins he's offering, British sovereigns, European francs, you know, Swiss and French francs, and the American silver dollars. At, I don't know, each one of the coins he was selling, the silver dollars were at $1 or about 90 cents above spot. You can't get them at that. And that was at the cost this morning when he locked them in. They're below spot. The silver is an insane deal. And I feel good supporting the network, but mainly supporting you folks when you hurt the New World Order and transfer some of your Federal Reserve notes, because you can pull your Federal Reserve notes out of the bank. They're just going to devalue there, too. It's an amazing feeling. The little bit of capital we've got is there to fund the operation. That's why I'm rushing to get the cameras, build the stage for the TV show, to spend the money we got from the money bomb before it's devalued the next year and a half. You know, we are just last ditch. We're not running off with our little nest egg. We are expending it to fight the New World Order. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't protect your nest egg. Ted, I mean, we've seen the markets go crazy today. They pumped billions into the stock market. It still went down. This is getting scarier and scarier, Ted.
Oh, it sure is. It's amazing to see what happened to those bank stocks today. I mean, it just, they dropped like a stone. I mean, we're talking about major banks like Citigroup.
Yeah, tell folks real fast what happened.
Yeah, well, you'd have to just look at the indexes and look at it, but you can take a couple of examples here. If you just look at some of the major banks, Citicorp, Zion, Washington Mutual, all that stuff just fell to the floor. Of course, IndyMac went down from about $30 a share almost to zero now, and the market's just getting beat up like crazy. Gold and silver both up, 976 gold and silver 1926. A tremendous increase today in that market. I'm real surprised to see that happen this time of the year.
Yeah, for those that don't know, headline, Fed spell out Freddie Mac a plan. Which bank will fail next? Borrowers line up in California to withdraw their cash from Citigroup. $1.1 trillion of mysterious assets, shadows, earnings. I mean, it's meltdown. I'm praying everybody's right and we got a year or two before the depression hits. I mean, it's not a question of if, but when now, Ted. How do folks call and get gold and silver at insane prices?
Well, right now, 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. We have the franc coins, like you mentioned, they're at 212. We also have the sovereign coins, too, another great buy. They're at 286, and those rolls of silver coins, like you said, right now at 202 per roll of 20. That is just insane. And again, very short time ago, Alex, silver wasn't even available on the marketplace. I couldn't sell them. So call 800-686-2237 and take advantage of this. You need to. Take a look at what's happening in that banking industry. It's enough to frighten anybody.
Yeah, this is just bracing for impact here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get worse. Politicians are telling you everything's wonderful as everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Meanwhile, Dick Cheney 2 years ago sold all his dollars for euros and bought a house in Dubai. Bush is moving to Paraguay. Karl Rove left the country last week under subpoena and is now under indictment. 1-800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Retransmission starts now at the one, the only, InfoWars.com. Retransmission at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film.
that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit...